This is a mentally retarded house.
I'm going to put my dick in your ass, and then I'm going to put it in your mouth.
I want to know why you're calling me at 10 o'clock at night and harassing me and asking me to apologize to you.
No.
Knock, knock.
Who is there?
Knock, knock.
Who is there?
Knock, knock.
Funny?
Knock, knock.
Who the fuck is this?
You fell for the Pollock joke.
Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
His own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Hi guys. Hi. Good evening. I'm Carlito. Madhouse Radio. This is us. What we do on the internet television. Internet radio. Internet books. Internet media. Thank you. Here for the night with me tonight. Milkman.
And it's my new show. We're on the satellite live, my brother. Hey. Man, we're going to have a good show or what, man? You got some good news for us. I know, my hermanito. You're sounding wonderful tonight. Your jubilant tone, my friend.
Hey, shut the fuck up. All right, thank you. Sorry, Milkman.
Yeah. Okay, man, you got to demonstrate.
I'm sorry, Milkman. Alright. Yeah, I got good news. We're doing a show. Lucky you guys.
Right on.
Yeah. Kids is captain of the French fries. Oh, God. I spent the last 5 days listening to that prank call. I don't know why. Those prank calls. Can't stop listening to them. You know, you remember that, right, Milkman? You were there for that.
Which one is it? I missed it.
When we called Red Robin, Jack Masterson got mad.
Because
he couldn't get the French fries. The French fries! The lady was laughing, and all of a sudden she's like...
Yeah, that manager was not too pleased.
She was laughing, and then she's like, it's not fun anymore. And she hung up and called back and hear her laughing in the background.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that was when you were calling about Danny to stick your fist in the door, man, and giving you, you know, overly jizzed fries and the whole bit.
The hell are you talking about? I'm kidding. All right. Well, yeah, that's last week's show.
The fist in the door thing, man, that still was a funny one, dude. I laughed my ass off when I was thinking about that the other night.
The door
just
thing?
Up there, just, I had myself cracking up. Remember you telling the guy? He kept bumping his fist under the door. What's that mean?
Oh, and the Walmart, the manager. You said it was some African manager, right? It's like Dikembe Mutombo or something? Dikembe Mutombo. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I forgot. That's right. It's the one right up here. Yeah, not too far from me. Yeah, Mutombo. Some crazy African name.
Dikembe Mutombo.
You have to incorporate that one in one of your pranks again about the fist under the door, dude. That was hilarious.
I guess. Wow. Well, folks, we're going to have a good night tonight, I hope. About 2.5 hours worth of prank calls up until 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time. That's about 10 p.m. Pacific. Kids with guns. Take care of her. I won't be long. What do we got here for you? I'm Carlitos, the host, but you should be visiting madhouselive.com, the website where we do things. Prankcast is there. Subscribe to that. Forums are there also. Hopefully spam free now. I know I keep talking about that, but before the show, I installed some, once again, I installed some new spam, but the spam was full of Polish and Turkish spammers today, man. I don't know what was going on with the forums. Bunch of Turk.
Oh, wow.
Can
you block, like country code on your forums? I don't know how that works, but I know of them. Like, some of the spam codes I've seen, you can actually block, like, you know, like .te or .tu, you know, shit like that.
It's not that. It's the IP addresses, and I think I could look for a list of, like, IP block ranges in certain countries, but it seems like a lot of work, you know?
Wow.
So I don't know if I'm going to go about doing that.
Yeah. Well, you better have a spam, dude. I mean, it's going to make your forums unusable.
Right. I'm confused. What happened with, I opt in the chat room. I opt RBCP and Tuck and people, and now they're not opt. What happened? I had set ops to Tuck and RBCP and stuff, and now they're not opt anymore. What happened? What did I do wrong? Did someone unopt them?
Nene needs to get straight, man. I mean, he's watching over my chat, man. He needs to deal with this and get it straight.
Oh. Well.
Nene, now don't be lame, man. We made a request.
No, I don't think Nene would have done that. Maybe it was UK Ted. Maybe we need to take UK Ted's ops out of the chat room.
Alright, well, UK Ted, remember, you know.
He's been nothing but trouble.
It's always been my role for many years.
Yeah.
I've entrusted my leadership and my role to be taken up, you know, dutifully by our man Nunu. So you got to be respectable, and you do must comply with the requirements of the show. So we are requesting that somebody be off. Please do that.
You tell them, Milkman.
Thank you, sir.
You're one to talk. You're not even in the chat room anymore, so whatever.
Well, if I got to come back in the chat room and start swinging the chain, I will. But I don't think these boys need that. I figured they are by now, you know, more respectful, and if they do enjoy the chat room, they will do so.
Yep.
I think everything gets straight now. If it doesn't, then I'll have a problem.
Hey, everybody, Car Wash just checked into the chat room. My good friend Car Wash.
Car Wash.
Yeah. Car Wash. I don't know who the fuck Car Wash is. I just thought it was a cool name. Well, welcome, Car Wash.
That's Daddy Rich's bro right there, man. Car Wash.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to reach me on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio and AOL Yahoo Instant Messenger, MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Madhouse on Twitter, Facebook, Madhouse Live. Milkman is here, and we will do pranks.
Yeah. Ah.
Huh. Alright, there was some shitty version of, like, there was a remake of Car Wash, like, in 2002 with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg or something. It really sucked. It was called The Wash. The Wash.
How could they do it without the Daddy Rich? Who played Daddy Rich's part, man?
I don't know. I don't remember Richard Pryor, but I remember seeing Car Wash when I was a kid, the first one. I remember the song.
Yeah, he dives up in the gold caddy, man. Daddy Rich, man. He pops up out, you know, the roof and shit, and everybody's like, Daddy Rich, yeah.
Whatever. All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, the original Car Wash is a gem, man. That had Richard Pryor, man. He's one of my favorite comedians of all time. That guy was crazy. What was it? I think one of his albums was, that nigga is crazy.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, let's see if we got any. Let me check.
George Carlin. Those are some classics, guys.
All right.
So if you get a chance, man, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, man, they were cutting edge, crazy. And if you're really digging around, look at the real Red Fox, the original Red Fox, not the Sanford and Son, but the comedian Red Fox. That boy was crazy too.
I can never say that. I can never admit that I got into Red Fox or really knew much about him. I'll have to check that out one day.
No. Yeah, dude, you ought to hear him when he starts cussing, man. That's what's hilarious, man. He gets raw.
Does he? Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. That's like, yeah. You've been flipping out. You ever heard of you? He's like, damn, that is Sanford, but that's Red Fox, man. It's like, you hear the real Red Fox, man. He cussing and coming off. He's good, man.
Wow. All right, look, we got a prank call request here. Request a prank coming in early enough.
Nice.
Making an effort this week. I wrote it down on the big board on my sticky note. I'm going to try to get to these early in the show instead of bullshitting like we normally do. So Dirty Aaron sent in a number for a Craigslist ad for an iPhone 4S. I have a new black AT&T iPhone 4S, 16 gig, comes with wall and USB charger. All right, good. What else do you need? I misplaced the box, but I have everything else. Please call or text. Okay, we can do that. All right, first call of the night. Let me call this one through Google Voice so there's a caller ID they see. Hopefully the phone machine's working right here tonight.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, brother, I was seeing you have an iPhone for sale.
Yes, sir.
That's good. What details can you tell me about? Is it 16 gig? How many gigs available does it have right now?
Oh, it's 16. It's 16. I have 16.
It's a 16 gig? It's black.
Yeah.
Is it good shape? Does it have any scratches? Any grease marks?
Yeah, because it's been in the case since I bought it.
Uh-huh.
Actually bought it like 3 months ago, but I really can't take it, so I'm trying to go back to T-Mobile with a family line. So.
Oh, yeah. T-Mobile's got cheap family lines, man. They got
because they just got a $50 unlimited everything, so I want to...
Pay-as-you-go? $50 pay-as-you-go?
No,
also.
Yeah, it's basically, pay-as-you-go, but it's $50, everything's unlimited,
and
which is cool.
They got a sale this weekend, President's Day sale this weekend, T-Mobile, I don't know if you knew about that, man.
Yeah.
You should take advantage of that, totally, because it's, let me tell you here.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Are you working for T-Mobile or something?
No, I just know. T-Mobile rank last on wireless purchase experience, the survey said, J.D. Power survey.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. That's why I'm going back to T-Mobile instead of AT&T.
See, while T-Mobile can take pride in achieving the top spot in the J.D. Power wireless purchase experience survey, 11 out of the last 15 times, a fourth place finish this time around is clearly disappointing after the J.D. Power press release went on. T-Mobile released their own brief statement touching on their efforts to improve the wireless purchasing experience. I don't know if you knew about that.
No, I didn't know.
They have a lot of trouble with customer service, man. So how many? It's a 16 gig. How many gigs are available out of the 16 right now? What have you used up?
Oh, okay. Let me see. I actually have the phone with me now. All right.
Because if you use 1 gig out of that, then it'd only be 15 gigs I could have. Do you live by a military base or something?
What?
Do you live by like a military base? I heard a plane going by or something.
No, I'm actually at my restaurant.
Oh, all right. Did you check the gigs yet? Or?
It says available 13.3.
So you've used in 700 megs of it right now. That's, you got any pictures on there right now?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. What, are they good pictures? Or
I can
see
delete it off. I mean,
no,
I'm
keep
delete all my contact.
Well, keep. Yeah, you can keep that on there if you want.
Huh?
I don't want to make you go in. I could take care of that. You can keep it on there if you want. I'll take care of all that. How much were you wanting to sell the iPhone for?
I'm asking $425.
$425. What about $400? If I clear it out, if I take care of clearing it out for you, would that be all right?
Oh, I was just going to reset it. I don't believe. I mean.
You don't have to. I mean, you can. It's cool. Can I see it before you reset it, though? Can I see the pictures and all that stuff? Make sure it's working?
Yeah, but, and because I also had a. Well, you can see it, but.
All right.
Somebody offered me, they said they'll buy it.
Okay. According T-Mobile's working on a new smartphone called the Prism. The recent domain registrations are to be believed. The new device part of this is truly speculation. However, T-Mobile Council registered the domain names to Mark Monitor and Internet Brand Protection Company on November 21st. Did you know
that? Well, you should be aware of T-Mobile.
No, I don't. No.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. Did you know that? That T-Mobile, they originally...
No, I didn't.
They originally filed for the Prism trademark back in 2009, and they've since gone through three extensions on the domain name. Originally, when the name Prism first surfaced, it was suggested as a possible name for what eventually became the T-Mobile MyTouch 3G.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know all this stuff.
Were you thinking about getting the MyTouch 4G? Or I don't know what exactly. They don't even sell that. That's not. It's end of life now. They don't sell that anymore.
No, actually, I have a BlackBerry. So I'm going to use the BlackBerry.
Yeah, the BlackBerry Bold? What do you have?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah. The goods and services filing list, the Prism, is a new phone that's coming out in about a month. Maybe you should hold off on that. It's a wireless handheld telecommunications device, namely, that combines wireless voice and data services, digital imaging, and computing functions. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's called the Prism. The T-Mobile Prism.
Okay, I'm going to hold up. I'm not trying to buy a phone now.
No, definitely not. I mean, you said this weekend you might be going to do the sale, right? So
yeah.
So what part of town are you in?
I'm in North Portland.
All right, and when did you want to get rid of the phone? I'm presuming you need to sell the phone before you go to T-Mobile, right? Because you need the money for it to get the new phone?
Oh, no, actually, I have money. I'm just trying to sell the phone. I don't need it anymore.
But when you come to activate it, which store are you going to go to?
Activate T-Mobile?
Yeah.
Probably going to go to Lotion. I don't know.
Well, if you ask my name, my name is Willie. If you want, I can help you out. When you go, I'll buy the iPhone from you. I'll give you the $425, and then I'll activate the phone. Your new plan.
Wait.
Hey. What?
Wait. You can activate the iPhone?
Yeah, I can activate the iPhone for you. Yeah, the plan.
So I don't need to sell it then.
No, I can put a new SIM card in it for you and everything.
Oh, like the activate new line?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
If you're interested.
I thought you said you don't work for T-Mobile.
Well, I'll buy the phone. I'm going to activate it for myself, and then I'll activate your BlackBerry on the side.
Wait, you can use iPhone on iPhone 4s on T-Mobile's?
Yeah. You don't get 4G. You only get up to 3G on it.
That's cool. I mean, I never knew that. That's why I'm trying to get rid of it. If I knew that, I'm not going to sell it.
Yeah, the only thing, it's another bit of disappointing news out of J.D. Powers is T-Mobile has gone from first to last in the overall purchase experience index rating. They made a survey and evaluated three channels of contact with the wireless carrier, phone calls with sales reps, visits to retail wireless stores, and the web.
Yeah.
Overall, customer satisfaction with both full-service and non-contract branded carriers is based on six factors in order of importance. Store sales representatives, websites, phone sales representatives, store facility offerings and promotions, and cost of service. And back in February 17th of this year, almost 1 year ago to the date, that T-Mobile continued a streak of highest overall ranking in J.D. Power & Associates. No reasoning was provided as to why T-Mobile had a dramatic change from last year. They went all the way from first to fourth out of the big carriers for customer service ratings.
I mean, I'm sure they all suck, but you know, as long as I get the plans I'm living for.
Right, and then what they've done here is now we've installed a colored button, so that when a colored person comes into the store, they hit the button and it's a special alarm that goes off. And then we watch people who are they're not white, ethnics, Hispanics, blacks, and that way our white customers like you can feel more comfortable inside the store because the alarm goes off when an associate sees a colored person, not like us, who comes into the store. They hit the alarm, and it doesn't sound loud. It's like a silent alarm. But then we watch the colored person extra, to make sure they don't try to steal someone's phone or a purse or try to hit somebody.
Whoa, that's long.
No, we've been, yeah, the us associates, we took the recommendation from a lot of our white customers for about 2 years, and after a few surveys, and we've finally been, you know, pushing this out in California and Portland and Oregon and Washington State as a trial basis, the colored button. And I don't know if you've heard about this. It's, you know, it's been in the news, but it hasn't really made the rounds, but we're pretty proud of this. I don't know if you wanted to, you know, come in and test it out.
Oh, my God. I'll probably keep the phone because I want to use it for T-Mobile. The T-Mobile's going to use it for T-Mobile.
What?
I'm saying I'm probably going to keep the phone and use it for T-Mobile. So,
Well, why don't you just come in and I can help you out, though? I mean, I'll take care of it because I'll get points, you know, on my annual review.
Oh, yeah.
Bring
you
over.
You work at the Lloyd Center, right?
Yeah, totally come in. My name is Willie, and then, like I said, just... You're going to be safe. Like I said, we've got that new alarm system. So, you know, if you want to come in with your wife or girlfriend, I don't know.
I do that.
You don't have to worry about any blacks or Latinos approaching her or accosting her, you know. Or if you leave your phone around while you're walking through the store, if you want to look some accessories, we have 20% off. You don't have to worry that any black people or, you know, Mexicans are going to take the phone or anything like that. Because we watch them, we do extra watching, extra scrutiny now. And also we have always 24 hours a day, we have at least one person on staff who's trained in martial arts now also.
Whoa. Okay.
Well,
Tomorrow?
Can I push you down?
Yeah.
What was your name?
Rick.
Rick? All right. Rick, what time did you want to come in?
Maybe 1 or 2.
Okay. All right, Rick. Well, come get, you know, come down and see me. I'll activate the iPhone for you. I'll get 20 points on my annual, you know, annual review. That'd be great. My annual review is up next weekend, so this would be perfect timing. I'm trying to make up some points.
All right.
And over you. And like I said, our new motto: T-Mobile, you are safe. You're safe with T-Mobile, and that's it's you're safe. You have a good rate, a good company, a good plan, and no blacks or Mexicans, you know, bothering you inside the store anymore.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for choosing T-Mobile. Thank you, sir. All right. Hey, Milkman, you still there?
Yeah, that dude was into it, man. He's into the service upgrade, man. That's awesome.
First prank of the night is usually a throwaway, and I was a throwaway. It was okay. I don't know.
That was good, actually, man. That was pretty good improv, man.
Thanks. Kept him on there for a while.
The wheels are turning, man. Too bad he didn't become insulted, but the guy was down with it. So, you know, hey, man, so we are doing a good thing here.
Well, he did say, no, he's obviously... ethnic, but you know, he was like, "Ooh," you know what I mean? He did make a comment at first. He's like, "Oh,
yeah,
that's not cool."
Now.
Yeah.
When you said, well, it was really funny when you said train with marketing, he goes, "Whoa!"
Yeah, he's like, "Whoa!" Yeah, he was like, "Whoa, that's not cool." Hey, that's not cool.
Oh my god, T-Mobile gets tough with the competition and the customers.
OBX says, Carlito, play a Milkman theme song. We have a Milkman theme song?
Oh, the old Milkman song by, what was it? Kid Rock, was it?
Kid Rock?
One of those songs, man. Somebody sent that in a long time ago. I cannot remember who did it.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, it was a rock song. I don't know, dude. It's been a long time ago. Well, it's been a long time ago, man.
Well, I wouldn't know what it is. Instead, we'll play Unfunky UFO. How's that?
Okay, that'll work for now, man. But there is one. Or a Jimi Hendrix song. But no, there was one. What the hell was it? Was a kid one?
All right, so we got any more requests of pranks here. Nunu, you got any numbers, man? I might dip into the numbers from last week that I didn't get to.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because we had a whole bunch of them.
Call Frank since we're early, man. We might be able to catch you.
Yeah, it's so early enough. I had a few people tell me during the week they wanted that. I have a separate list on the show archives at Madhouse website. There's a few separate ones that are specifically for, best of shows, classic shows, I guess you want to call it, the best of the best. So I put last week's show on that list because I had like two or three people say, hey, that should be one of those. I think Ken was one of them. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong there. I took the liberty of doing that. I thought it was pretty good. I might take it out eventually, but for the time being, it seems like it was a keeper.
Crux is slow.
Yeah. All right, let's see here.
We had steam the whole night, man.
Steam. Dave Service Center, 24-hour towing, coming in from Big Dustin. All right, let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this that service center, 24-hour towing?
Yeah.
That's good. How you doing?
Good.
How are the kids doing? Must be getting pretty big by now, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, can you come pick up my car?
Who's this?
This is Cross. Why you answered the phone just high like that? How professional are you?
Because this is the
what?
Inside my house right now.
It's 24 hours.
Yeah.
So what's after hours? Just 24. How many hours in a day?
24.
Okay. So when will be after the 25th hour? I'm a little confused.
What do you got going?
Can I speak to Dave?
This is Dave.
Dave what?
Dave Draxler.
Yeah, and you drive a big truck? Okay.
Yes, we do.
Do you have big chains on the truck? I need you to come come attach the chains to the truck, my truck.
I can hardly, you're breaking up pretty bad.
Can you? I need you to attach your chains to my truck.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and we're going to take it, let's see here, to my house. And there we will park the truck. My truck, you're going to take your truck, park my truck there. Okay? And there, I got to go inside. I got to get my... do you have to pay right when you deliver it or when you pick it up?
When delivered.
All right, so then I got to go inside and get my wallet because I don't have my wallet on me. And then I'll need you to drive me in the tow truck with my truck attached to the grocery store. And from there, then I can use the ATM.
Okay, where are you at? I'll send a driver out.
I just want to make sure, I mean, what areas do you cover exactly before I get...
Well, where are you at?
Well, I'm in Washburn. I don't know if that's... too far away.
Washburn.
Yeah. Where are you based out of?
Auburndale.
Okay. Auburndale? It's not too far away. I don't know. How long have you been in the area? Do you know the area well? Do you know where the high school is? Auburndale?
I've been in the area for 46 years.
All right. So you know where the high school is then?
In Washburn?
In Auburndale.
Do I know where the high school is? Yes, I do. All
right, so I'm in the parking lot there in the Auburndale High School. And we're going to just need to drop my girlfriend off at her house. And then need you to drive me then to my house to Washburn. Then we got to go inside and get my wallet and come back out. And we're going to drive to the grocery store and I'm going to use the ATM there. How much do you think that'll be?
Washburn, you're about 4.5 hours.
All right.
So okay. You got about 900, you got a 9-hour trip there and back.
All right, so how much is that?
We charge $150 an hour.
I don't have a calculator on me. How much will it be?
Well, roughly $1,400.
All right, so then we'll go to the grocery store, use the ATM there, and then the Walmart, if you could just drive, I need to pick something up at the Walmart, too.
I'll tell you what, I'll dispatch someone. You're sitting at Auburn Hill High School right now.
Yeah, but you need to take me to, you know, you got to drop my girlfriend off, and then we need to go to my house, get my, you know, my wallet, the ATM card, drive back.
That's fine.
We got to drive to the grocery store, then we need to go to, so I could take the money out, then we're going to go to Walmart. I got to pick up some groceries. Then I got
to
go.
Okay, well, I'll dispatch them out, and I'll send them out to, you're at the high school right now.
Yeah, but I'm only paying for the trip, you know. I'm not paying for the extra miles or the dead miles or anything like that.
That's fine.
All right, so as far as I'm concerned, about $500 should cover it. Because you're saying
it's... Well, then you call my neighbor, and maybe he'll tow it for you.
You said it's 9.5 hours, you know, so that's about 4.5 each way. Fucking asshole. That was a stupid prank. Yet another stupid prank. I'm calling back. I gotta take a shit here pretty soon, I think.
One guy was pretty eager to do it for 900. I thought he wasn't eager to do it for 500.
Hello.
Yeah, what was your neighbor's phone number?
1704.
All right. What's his name?
Draxler. Mike Draxler.
I thought that was your name.
My name is Dave. That's my cousin.
So you're Dave and his name is Michael?
Yep.
Do you recommend him at all? Is he any good?
Yeah, he's got 4 trucks.
All right, and he's not going to charge me these extra miles then. And your name is what, Dave?
You'll have to ask him.
Huh?
You'll have to ask him.
All right.
Does
he operate 24 hours or not?
Yes, they do.
All right.
Okay.
Can you stay on the line so I can talk to him?
No, I don't want to stand on the line.
Well, why not?
What for?
Well, you told me, you said you're transferring me. Hello?
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been connected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the area code and the number and try your call again. We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
You have reached Dave.
At the tone.
Yes. Great. Tristan is here. Hi, Tristan.
What?
You're here.
Let me get...
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing there, buddy? All right. Good deal. Tristan is here.
How you going?
I'm going good. How you going?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. It's like 2 o'clock and I'm drunk. 2 p.m. in the afternoon, that is.
Oh, you're in Australia?
Yeah.
Ah, nice. Very nice.
I'm at work, so...
So it's hot over there? It's summertime over down there, right?
Yeah, it's pretty warm. But only Melbourne, so we get a bit of rain and stuff.
That's good. Good. Well, good on you, buddy. All right, we're going to call McDonald's now. You want to do a prank call? You just want to sit there and drink alcohol?
Sounds like a good time. Yeah, I'll listen.
Okay, good. Milkman's here, too, so I had a milkman.
No, he's a mulatto.
Yeah, he's a mulatto bastard. Now, you're the one that's been getting us the promos, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Good work.
$5.
Milkman, this gentleman here has been paying $5. He got us, remember I told you the Indian promo?
Oh, yeah.
He did that one. Then he got a black girl. The funniest one so far is the black girl, man. Well, the Indian is the funniest one, but the black girl who's I love at the end, so she's gonna leave because she has to take a shit in the toilet.
So where in Australia is he?
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Oh, okay. I got a mate there. He's up in Gympie. That's a Lifey, man. He's a lot of time he'll stop in the chat. Life Leg.
UK Ted's here now.
Queensland.
UK Ted acting very weird tonight. What's your problem, man? Why are you un-opping people? What's your deal?
Huh?
Why did you un-op people? What was that about?
Well, no, I just thought there were too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
No, you don't need to think that. No, you know, you don't need to call the herd. You don't need to do anything like that. It's okay. Yeah, don't be getting too familiar. I understand you. I don't know about you sometimes, UK Ted. I like you, but sometimes I don't know. Something about you, man.
He's British.
I think that's what it is. He's a traitor. He can be a traitor sometimes. You gotta watch these.
The Pawnee effect.
I don't know, man. He went in there and he took it upon himself to un-op Tuck, who's a longtime host of the show, contributor. Who else did he un-op? I think he un-op not Nunu, but. RBCP.
Ted, you're watching over my chat. That's my responsibility. So you got to be cooperative with the.
There was, I don't know, maybe 10, 11 people who were moderators of the chat room. And when you have that many, it just starts to get crazy. Everyone's unlocking people, and eventually you just end up with one person left.
Nobody knocks anybody. You're the only one that's unopping and kicking people there. Noon every once in a while gets a little upset.
Well, that should be an op. You know, cooking, it's okay. Yeah, and the few people that requested, but, you know, not everybody. But since we request, you got to please comply.
Yeah. There you go. And while you're doing that, then Gester's in there being rude and jerky. And you didn't take it upon yourself to kick him out of the chat room ever, right? You didn't
do that. That's because I was I'd been banned by then.
You weren't banned. You're in there. You're just not off.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, I guess Gester's sound. He's just he's new. He's excited. You know what it's like.
I know. That's why he's still in there. I'm watching him. No, I'm not watching. I'm just saying he can be in there. He can talk. You can talk as much shit as you want about the show in there. No one really cares. It's just a chat room. Continuing on.
Anyway, good show so far. I enjoyed the first couple of pranks.
Thanks, buddy.
I think we need to up the tempo a little bit.
I think so. I'm just not in a good mood. I'm drinking beer. I'm drinking beer. That'll up my tempo. That's fine. I got into an argument today. I don't feel like too good about it, but you know, sometimes you got to do. I really don't like arguing, you know, getting into fights and arguing, but sometimes you got to do. You got to hold your ground, man. Stand your ground, like that song says. Stand my ground, I'll hold my ground.
Got to do what's right, brother.
That's right. We have a McDonald's here. Demand to speak to the manager that you heard some kids in there cussing up a storm while you were trying to enjoy the McGangbang. What? Complain about who the fuck sent this? The hell's a McGangbang? Complain about a Rosie Mohan who is employee there. Okay, I guess this is a personal thing. Rosie.
McDonald's, can I hang
out? Yes, hi. Listen, I have to make a complaint.
Who's this?
I want to talk to a manager. I don't speak to women.
I'm the manager, Irma.
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm the man.
You're the manager or you're a man?
I'm the manager, sir.
Oh, I thought you were a woman. Do you get that a lot?
How can I help you, sir?
Well, I was in there with my children. We were eating a McGangbang. And those new popcorn chicken McChicken nuggets. McPopcorn. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Listen, there were these children in there, these black kids were talking and cursing up a storm. And then this woman came out named Rosie. Alright? She came out with a broom. And she started hitting the tables with it and threatened my son for cursing. And my son doesn't curse. My son doesn't curse. You understand? We go to church every week. My son's going to be a Catholic priest when he grows up.
What time you coming here today?
Not too long ago. But since you don't mind the store, you wouldn't know, would you?
Yes, sir, but I don't see anything.
What?
I don't see anything. I don't get any complaint.
Well, you're getting a complaint now.
Yeah, but I don't see anything in the lobby today.
Where's Rosie at?
Who?
Rosie.
Rosie, she's not work today?
When was the last time she was working there?
Oh, I don't know exactly.
My son said that he got threatened, that Rosie took her broom and she started slapping it on the table. Rosie said that everyone had to pay her $5 or she was calling the police. And she threatened my son. And she made my son clean the bathroom.
When happened that?
A few days ago. It was yesterday. My son just came clean with me. Don't give me that she wasn't there yesterday.
Oh, what time? What time?
I don't know. My son didn't go to school yesterday. Could have been any time.
Oh, because I worked yesterday in the night and they don't have been anything yesterday and I don't work with Rose.
Well, it must have been before you were there then, damn it.
Maybe she worked in the morning.
Listen, Gonzalez, I don't care what you didn't see or did see. I know what my son did.
Excuse me, sir.
Huh.
Okay?
Yes, sir, go ahead. Huh?
If you want, you can come in here and we can talk to about that.
Listen, Lopez, my son is going to be a Catholic priest, do you understand?
Okay, sorry, sir.
He was skipping school, and I caught him smoking marijuana. I caught him smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. And when I asked him who did this, he said that the kids at McDonald's told him to do it. And then Rosie came out threatening him with a broom. My son's an angel, and he's going to be a Catholic priest.
Okay, 1 second, sir. This is a really big problem. So if you want, I can get your phone number and we can call and we can talk to you tomorrow. Listen,
Gonzalez, do you have Rosie's phone number?
No.
What's your name, Martinez?
I'm not Gonzalez, sir.
Martinez.
So, please.
Whatever. Stop. Hector Martinez. Huh? What's your name, Ramirez?
All right, man. If you wanna, you can come and talk to here tomorrow, my boss. He's be here 8:00 in the morning.
So I'm gonna say I talked to Gonzalez.
Yeah, you can talk to.
I'm gonna say I talked to Gonzalez last night, and I'm gonna tell him that you call me a stupid.
No, I don't call you that.
Well, I'm gonna tell him that.
Okay, if you were tell that, okay.
What did you not say? What do you mean?
Hey, sorry. I'm the manager right now. My name is Conrado.
Gonzalez.
So we can fix that problem.
Your name is Gonzalez?
I need your phone number and your name.
What is your name, Gonzalez? You said Gonzalez. I wrote it down.
You got a bit touchy there.
I wasn't convinced that was a man.
There are Mexicans that sound like that. They usually have a rosy complexion.
Out of his mouth and speak clearly.
Big cheeks. They got big cheeks.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, Gonzalez. May I speak with Gonzalez, please?
Excuse me, sir. It's nobody named with that.
Oh, hey. What was your name? Conrad?
Yes.
Condor. Okay. This is manager Condor Gonzalez I'm speaking with. Correct? It's correct?
Sir.
Yes.
I try to play. I don't have time right now. I'm busy right now, sir.
Listen, I just need some information here so that I can do a lawsuit with you, and I'm going to make a complaint.
No, like, if you want to, we can fix that problem tomorrow with my boss.
Well,
you got to bring your son, and you got to come in here and talk to my boss and Rose if you want to take this seriously.
Are you going to go to church? Do you go to church?
No, I don't go. I don't. Why you ask me that?
Because my son is going to be a Catholic priest.
Okay. If it happened yesterday, I don't know because I don't work with Rose. Rose don't work yesterday neither.
Okay.
So I don't know how you can say that.
Well, this Rose is a problem.
All right. If you want, you can come in tomorrow, man.
Well,
thank
Rose,
you. I appreciate it.
Listen.
If you want to sit down.
Listen here.
I don't got time for playing.
I'll need to fix it. If I can fix it with you, I'm going to call him back. Serious, I'm going to blackmail this guy. It's
Why
easy.
Is Apple snappy?
Rose is going to get me fired.
Sleep Banshee to a Pandeo.
Oh, yeah, the top and speak clearly.
Is it Monocle?
A Monocle.
Breakfast burrito is what it sounds like.
I think it's authentic. Uh-huh. Probably for now.
Phew. All right, we'll give up on that. Excuse me. I'm still burping up taste from dinner last night. Like, I had this... I had Mexican food last night. I had Mexican food last night. Went to a Mexican restaurant with some friends for dinner. Met up with them. And I still taste it. I don't know. Is that normal? My son is a saint. He's smoking marijuana and drinking beer and skipping school. We got a number here for Eddie. Get a white guy who just started dating a big girl named Carrie. Has a short temper and will probably flip out. Cool. Let's do it.
Just make sure he doesn't have a gun. Get into trouble.
Yeah.
Or a wheelchair.
A wheelchair?
You reached Eddie. I can't get to the phone right now, so leave your name, number, a brief message. I'll get back.
What a dickhead Eddie is. I'll leave him a voicemail. Tell him to call me. He's such a hothead.
Be steady. I can't get to the phone right now, so leave your name, number, a brief message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finished, sorry, operator assistance is not available at this time.
Fuck that. All right, fine. I won't leave a voicemail. All right, Lonesome Losers checking in with some numbers here. Numbers in Poland. Yeah, I don't think we've ever prank called Poland.
All
right. Yeah, we got some hotels in Poland. That'll be cool.
You've got a Polish listener, I think, right now.
Do I?
No, he's local. One of my friends is listening, but he said be right back and hasn't come back. So,
what an asshole.
Oh, I was going to say.
And if you want an Australian Skype account, you can use mine. Just go crazy.
A what? An Australian what?
Skype account.
Australian Skype account. Nah, I'm all right. I can call Australia. I have money. That's cool. I don't need your charity. Okay. Well, you've been helping out enough, man. You're good. You're one of the good guys around here. Alright, let's see. Let me look at some more requests of pranks here. Cactus Joe sending in a number here in New York for Vic. This guy is the business development coordinator or some bullshit for downtown New York, Troy, New York. Pretend to be starting a business and fuck with him. Okay. I'll do that. How many beers you got there, Tristan? How many empty beers?
I've gone through about 6.
You're drinking Foster's.
How many ounces is that?
Not Foster's. Fuck Foster's.
Foster's is ass.
Lager?
Are you drinking from a tinny?
From a tinny, yeah. A couple of tinnies.
Did you reach Vic Christopher, the economic development coordinator?
For gay. So, Tinny has a can. That's cool. Yeah, so that Foster's is shit. That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
Even you guys are not.
That tastes like licking a dog's ass.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's not good.
Worse than Corona, I bet. You guys got Corona over there in Australia? You ever drink that?
Yeah,
shit?
Yeah. Pretty much got every single beer you could think of.
Yeah, cool. Good for you guys. Number here from Dirty Aaron for Big Heather. Craigslist ad for horse. Says good for breeding. All right. Time for horse, everybody. I'm excited about that. Yeah,
Did Carlito send in any? Did Arts Pete send in any pizza numbers?
Pizza numbers. I would say I would like RBCP to get some pizza people. You know, pizza delivery.
You're so stupid.
Hello? Yes, hi. This is, you know, want to make sure I got the right person here. And I wasn't bothering you. This is Heather, right? You had the ad in Craigslist for a horse?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. This horse, is it a handsome horse?
I don't know. Which one are you talking about? I had a couple ads in there.
They have the breeding horse.
A breeding horse.
Yeah. You have an ad for horse, good for breeding, $1,800.
Oh, the Carmelo mare? The quarter horse mare?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
It's a mare? Is that a girl horse or a boy horse?
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's a girl horse.
Jesus. That's good. All right, so the horse is friendly?
Yes.
And what's the horse's name?
What is her name? It's Punky.
Cunty?
Yes.
Cunty.
Punky, P-U-N-K-Y.
C-U-N-T-Y.
What is its registered name? I don't have that with me right now.
You stole the horse? That's cool. I won't tell anybody about it. That's cool. Yeah, I deal in stolen horses and cars. I send them to Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Nice.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, I know you stole Cunty, and I won't, you know, it's cool. The horse is good for breeding. Does it have all its papers, and does it have clean teeth?
Yes.
Okay, can I ride the horse for a while?
It's not broke, no.
Well, I can still ride it, right?
You could eventually, if you get it started, yeah.
All right.
Who are you calling for? What, you don't have a lot of familiar, you're not really familiar with horses, so who are you?
No, I am. I grew up in Puerto Rico. There were many horses around where I used to live. There was a horse named Alonzo that was my friend. He was my friend horse. I used to feed him apples. They were his favorite food. And then this one time, these kids threw the apples at him. And he got scared of apples, yeah. Is Cunty, is she afraid of black people? Because I know some horses are afraid when they see black people and they run away.
I have no idea.
She doesn't have
She's
black
never
fear.
Seen any black people, I don't think. Nobody's been out.
Oh, that might be a problem. If she's never seen a black person. She's never seen a black person before?
No. Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, well.
I've had her since she was 3 months old.
Okay, how do you think she'd react to a black person? She'd probably get scared and run away.
I've never had that happen before. I've had a black trainer and it never seemed to make any difference.
Was it a man or a woman?
Yeah, it was a man.
Was he aggressive?
No.
No? Okay. Well, maybe that. Well, but she wasn't around this horse. He wasn't around this horse.
No.
Okay. Well, that's maybe we could work around that. I had a Doberman Pinscher that I trained to attack black people.
Okay.
What I would do is I had a black neighbor named Willie, and he would come over. He would hit the dog with a garden hose, and it learned to hate black people.
Why would you do that?
Well, because I had a certain customer who needed to have a Doberman Pinscher that would attack black people on sight.
I see. Okay.
So that's how you train. So then what I want to do with this horse is train it to be afraid of black people, to run away from blacks.
Is this a joke or what?
No, I want to buy the horse.
I'm not going to sell it to you.
Come on. I'll be nice to the horse. Come on, please.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't sell a horse to somebody that
No, you have to sell the horse. Why? Why is it? Because I'm Samoan?
I have no idea what you are. I'm talking to you on the phone.
Well, please?
Yeah, probably not.
What was your name?
Thanks for calling.
Your name is Heather?
Yes.
And you breed the horse?
I'm sorry?
Do you mount the horse? You breed the horse?
Are you going to be rude now?
Well, listen, there was
Don't call my number back, okay?
Listen, let me ask you something.
Don't be disrespectful, okay?
Just
Thank
one
you
question.
Very much.
Just one question, please, Heather. I'll leave you alone, I promise, okay? Can I ask you one question? Oh, man.
No, man.
This potholes.
You gotta call me in on one of your calls, dude.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 50
Oh, man. Just one more chance, Heather. Come on. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, Heather.
has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Ah, fuck. I do know someone who did that. Somebody who paid a black guy to beat up a dog on purpose. No, I don't know that. That was that's from the movie. Was it from what movie is that? Denzel Washington movie? No, there's a Denzel where he was a bad cop and he was saying a story. Oh. Oh, what the fuck about that Training Day? I think it's like a deleted scene from Training Day.
No, there's actually a movie that was in the 80s. It was just about a dog that would just attack black people.
Yeah, dude, but didn't the dog end up liking the black guy? Didn't the black guy...
I probably stopped watching it by that point.
I was thinking about that movie recently. Like, I remember, it was a
cool
dog.
White dog, I'm pretty sure a white dog.
The dog attacked black people, and then this black man made it his mission to make the dog like black people. So
yeah, white dog, 1982.
Yeah, is that what it was? But then the dog... wanted to attack only white people instead of black people. I think they were having to put the dog down. It was all confused. Something stupid. I remember seeing that. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning and I was really high. I was like,
hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, man.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Milkman, tell him about the racist dog.
Dogs are colorblind.
Yeah, they are colorblind. It's true. But black's not a color.
Black's
anyway,
not a color. Black is the absence of color.
Dog. Exactly.
They have good other senses.
I should call the Asiatics and ask about racist dogs.
Black people don't have souls.
Oh boy. Am I drinking Foster's Dirty Air? No, I am drinking Bud Light. Just as bad.
Fuck Foster's.
Yeah, man. Moving right along, as Milkman would say. Milkman, the owner of a racist cat. Ben and Jerry's ice cream shop coming up here from Dirty Aaron, and after this we'll get to Lonesome Loser calls.
Call me in on my calls, dude.
You want to do this? It's an ice cream place. You want to call an ice cream place?
You can call me in or whatever. I'm pretty drunk, but
there we go.
I'll take it.
Clack, Miss Ben and Jerry.
G'day. How you going?
Good. Who's this?
No, I'm just holidaying here with my family. We're going to go get some ice cream. I was just wondering what flavors you had.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, there are probably about 40 flavors, so I couldn't really name them off to you.
Okay.
So, are you looking for something in particular?
We usually eat kangaroo cream.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really believe you.
They milk the kangaroo?
Yeah, sorry. Don't think so.
No. How about, can I milk you?
No.
Okay, fair enough. I'm sorry.
You're doing pretty good, though.
I'm trying. So what time do you finish work?
What was that?
What time do you finish work?
I don't really think that's part of the flavor list, sorry.
You sure? How many flavors do you have?
Pretty sure. Alright, have a good night.
Whoa, stop the clock. Hello?
Oh, okay.
She gone? Damn it. You see how I want to point out how she, you know, the whole accent thing, she was all for it for a while there. She was thinking of it. She's all flirty with you, man.
She's still for it. She's still for it.
Yeah, she is still for it, too. All right. someone sending a number here, Richie, IG69, I guess. Not sure of his name. I call him Classy Chill Fag. Hey, man, sorry I haven't been around. I pranked this guy with something. He told me that he hurts people, goes to jail, then hurts them when he gets out again. Okay. When I told him I'd been in jail, he became a lot less threatening. Just ask if his mother is a horse or something. Okay, right. I'm going to do exactly what you said, IG69. This is going to be an IG69 prank call style, which means it'll last 10 seconds, and I'll laugh halfway through it. This is not in a good mood today.
What did I miss?
Some drunk Australian guy was doing a call.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you doing there? Is this classy, chill guy, fag guy?
What's that?
This is classy, chill fag.
Who's this?
Is your mother a horse?
Who is this?
Huh? My name is Cross. Your number was passed on to me for making threats and racial comments.
Okay. You want some of that, too?
Well, you know, if you could give me an example so I can write this
Orlando?
Down. I'm going to make this
a
report.
Are you in Orlando?
Yeah, I'm in Orlando.
You want me to come to Orlando and whip your fucking ass?
I like to see you try. You don't even, my phone number doesn't come through. It's blocked. It's star 69.
There's a number, you fake fuck.
It's star 67.
I know people. I can fucking find who you are, and I'm stupid enough to do something. Mm-hmm. And even if you whip my ass, you know what? I'm so dumb, I'll come at you again.
What are you going to do exactly?
Fuck you up.
Uh-huh. How exactly? You want to have use powder or oil?
I'm going to put my dick in your ass. And then I'm going to put it in your mouth.
Are you a top or a bottom? Hello? What the fuck?
Is that how Americans fight?
That's how Americans fight. You got a point. I love it when people say, I'm going to kick your ass, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. That's what we do. You're right.
Off the mouth.
You're right, Tristan. That's how Americans fight. Americans and Indians, we will rape you.
And Turks.
I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to punch you like a man. I'm gonna have gay sex with you. Just to humiliate. I'm gonna do it in front of your wife. To humiliate you. My God. Good point. Thank you for pointing that out. I think that's the biggest thing that ever happens on this show all the time. That's how people. Why is that? Why are people? They want to be all tough and their threat is they're gonna fuck you. You know they're gonna. I'm going to have sex with you, sir. I'm gonna have gay sex with you. Yes, hi. I've only ever top, but I could, probably bottom if you're interested.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Who's this?
I was talking to your boyfriend. He said he wanted to hook up. I don't know if you wanted to be involved or not.
How'd you get this number?
Huh?
How'd you get this number? Are you just a loser fuck that just called?
No,
people
it was
randomly?
It was on the it was on gayhookup.com.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, I was talking to him, and he told me to give him a call. And I guess, I don't know, maybe because you're around, he's upset.
Do you have nothing fucking better to do, you loser fuck?
Sir, can I talk to your friend again? Your boyfriend?
You think you're a funny guy.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, stupid bitch, listen.
Why don't you go suck
really...
your friend's dick and stop drinking out of cups, you little pansy-ass motherfucker.
That sounds like a good plan, but first, can I talk to your boyfriend? Because he said he wanted to have sex with me.
Seth, the guy that gets his girlfriend to fight for him.
Good point, I'll bring that up.
Sorry, I'm unable to get to the phone right now.
The guys in the chat room are right. It should have said they got it from Craigslist.
Sorry, I'm unable to get to the phone right now.
In the chat room they're right. Ken says his girlfriend will put up a better fight. I think it's true. She sounds like a bruiser. Good God. Milkman, any thoughts on that? Do you want to talk to that guy? I'll save his phone number for you if you want to ever meet up. He's in Fort Lauderdale. Or... 561, yeah, Fort Lauderdale, right? Yeah, Fort Lauderdale. 954 is West Palm Beach. There we are. Milkman, are you there? I'll hang up on you, you bitch.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Oh.
What the fuck? Does he have voicemail now? I'm trying to leave him a voicemail. Or I'm going to say, I'm sorry. Sorry your girlfriend was around. Didn't mean to get you in trouble. Call me back. I think I'm going to get drunk tonight.
That's a plan.
I got to get more beer, though. That's what's up.
Sorry, I'm unable to get to the phone right now. Just please leave your name, your number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you, and have a good day.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I called when your girlfriend was around. I hope I didn't get you in trouble. But when you get a chance, give me a call back. And thanks. Bye. Excuse me. Thank you. Now they'll hear that and get upset. Seriously, what happens? His girlfriend's like, give me that fucking phone. Mr. Tough Guy. All right, moving right along. It's my new thing to say.
Moving right along?
Yeah, I got it from you. Moving right along. We got a Walmart milkman, your favorite.
Yeah.
That's where you do all your clothes shopping, big and tall. Let's do it.
Let's get that fit to pumping.
Big and tall, two extra dollars. No answer there, so we'll move right along. Speaking of which, Tucker Mike, what the fuck you want, Mike Tucker? How you doing?
Hey, I got a white cat. What's up? Subtle white. White cat. No, mixing the races on this one.
Yeah, white cats. That's just as bad. White cats are freaky. Like, all white. Oof. They got like...
Yeah, this one's kind of weird.
With red eyes. Yeah.
No, not red eyes.
Like those nasty bunnies that have white... White bunnies and red eyes. Ew. Kick them.
Oh, yeah, like they're like albinos or like the equivalent animal kingdom of an albino or something, it
exactly.
seems like.
Exactly, like an albino snake, but a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All
you
right.
You said albino black people?
Ted sent a message. I just thought I would make a good op that you had far too many blah blah. We already heard this, Ted. Whatever. You know what? Why don't you go cry to your mom, Ted?
What's going on with the chat room tonight?
Ted's crying.
I'm hearing all this weird stuff like I was opped and was de-opped and...
I don't know. Ted didn't think you deserved to be opped or something. I guess you haven't put in enough...
Oh, I'm not putting in enough Madhouse time.
7 years worth of Madhouse time, Mr. Ted.
I don't know what's going on with this UK Ted, Tuck. I done told him, man, we're about to put the strong arm on him if he doesn't straighten out.
Ted, I've been here for 4 months. I know it's
I'm the new kid. I know what's best for this thing. I'm going to... completely go in and change up everything because I know how to shake things up because I'm brand new and I know what you people need that hasn't been working for what 7 years.
Start swinging the chain, Tug.
Nothing you've done right for 7 years has worked.
Swinging.
So I'm gonna come in.
No, Ted's cool people. UK Ted's cool people, but I think UK Ted's is a little surly tonight. I don't know. Ted, we're done ragging on you. It's okay, man. You got Ted got his ops back. He's behaving so far. He's all right.
Ted's not the same person as Stewart.
He's not. There was a gin in there. Was that Gin Stewart? I just noticed that.
All right.
They just sound the same, so I can't tell them apart.
Hey,
Chicago. Okay.
Milkman, yeah.
Oh, Milkman's got a fair.
I've got a fair.
Pretty lady.
That guy has a voice color.
Milkman. Why don't you take a ride in the front seat with me?
He's gonna show you it is.
Give it a front seat discount for Milkman. Alright, I'm sorry, Milkman. I'll stop.
Yeah, boy, always some bullshit with this place. I don't normally pick up to this.
Milkman, mute your shit. Alright, who cares? We're calling Poland. They won't even know. They're so stupid there.
Where's they have bunch of bullshit?
There are prices in there. No. No? It's not expensive there, Whole Foods, right?
Dzień dobry. Witamy w hotelu i restauracji Klub 2CV. Prosimy czekać na połączenie z recepcją.
Who speaks Polish?
Holy shit, what's that?
The dead. We need the dead.
Yeah. Where? Yeah. Where did the dead be?
Hotel 2CV, słucham.
Hey, you stupid monkey. Are you Poland? Hello? Eh, what? Eh. This stupid Poland. This stupid people.
Surprised there's any Polish people left
English.
In Poland.
Hello. Poland.
Deutsch.
All we got from him is... That means a lot over there, though. That's a
that's cuddling, all right.
Dzień dobry. Witamy w hotelu i restauracji Klub 2CV. Prosimy czekać na połączenie z recepcją.
That's a coherent sentence there.
Exactly.
Why would Nunu call me fat? What a jerk. I'm going to take Nunu's off.
You're not fat.
I am fat.
Is there a full moon in the UK or something?
I guess. Hello, is this Poland? I'd like to make a reservation for the Poland Hotel.
Okay. In Krakow, yes?
Shut up. Hmm?
What?
You shut up? Do you understand? Hello? Don't hang up, please.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I want to make a reservation. Shut up!
Okay, what today?
Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
Are you smoking something? What's going on?
No.
What? Speak up. I don't know what you mean when you go... What's that? Stupid Polak. Huh? Listen. If you had a submarine, would you put a door on it? A screen door?
I didn't understand.
Listen, I heard the Polish Navy had a submarine with a screen door on it. Is this true? Well?
I don't understand you.
You know what a submarine is?
Kurwa.
Das Boot.
Well?
Okay. Saturday, yes?
Yes, submarine. Saturday, okay.
Okay, how many people?
Five. One room, five people. Five men, five gay men.
No.
Come on. Please, I'm a student, I'm a student.
Okay, we have a max two people.
How much is one room?
Two people.
How do you sink a Polish submarine? Well? You hear me, sir?
No.
Do you know how to sink a Polish submarine?
I don't understand.
Do you know how to sink a Polish submarine?
No.
You forget to close the screen door. You understand?
I don't understand.
Listen, a Polish man stepped in a cow pie and he started crying because he thought he was melting. You understand that?
No.
Did you hear about the fish in Poland that drowned? Well? Did you hear about the Polish cocktail Perrier in water? Huh? Listen! Have you heard the Polish knock-knock joke? Knock-knock. Listen, I
have a question, okay?
No.
Do you call 10 o'clock?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Listen, when I say knock-knock, you say who's there, okay? You ready?
No.
Say it, please. I say knock-knock, you say who's there. You ready?
No.
Do it.
No.
Knock-knock.
Who is there?
Knock knock.
Who is there?
Knock knock.
Funny?
Knock knock. He fell for the Polak joke. I seriously have a Polish joke here on this website. Say knock knock, who's there? Knock knock, who's there? Knock knock, who's there? That's the Polish knock knock joke. He fell for it. What a dumbass. Well, it's true. I had a whole bunch of them here.
I didn't get it.
How do you sink a Polish battleship? Put it in water. The first part. Sign on a toilet seat in Poland. Polish t-shirt. What? Sign on a toilet seat protector dispenser. Polish t-shirts. What does it say on the bottom of a Polish Coke bottle? Open on other end. That's funny. I like how he fell for the knock-knock joke. What a dumbass. Okay. Thank you, Lois. I'm enjoying Poland here. I am going to get beer. I am going to get sloshed. I think I deserve it. I should play a prank call, though, in honor of something. I don't know. Any requests for a prank call? Any old prank call we haven't played in a long time? Any of you want to name? Now's the time. Old one.
Yeah, I got that Nautica one.
Oh, my God. All right,
I think you should play a prank call that Milkman's made.
Which one?
One is with the black people. Remember that? They were arguing with the black people and sleeping on the couch. I cannot remember the name of it, bro, but you know, it's about that time.
Black people sleeping on the couch. Black people sleeping on a couch. Nautica.
The chat room is voting for Kiss My Pussy.
Alright. It doesn't give me enough time to get beers, but okay, I'll cue that up. I'll need at least one more and then Kiss.
Play it twice.
Play it twice. Yeah, okay. But then Rare is going to make fun of me. You know? I'm trying to make a good impression. I'm trying to, you know, we're trying to turn them around.
Play the, if you wanted to get enough beer, then how about the gangbang, the famous gangbang? Oh, I haven't been played in a long time.
All right, sure, we could do that.
Or the Charlie call, either one.
We'll do the gangbang. How's that? Beer
enough time.
Gangbang! Prankmaster gangbang! Good big time fair. That's a long call, too. All right, we'll play that. Give me a second, I'll be right back with more beer and more pranks. Thank you.
It's an exclusive of ECU Radio at MadhouseLive.com. Smoke weed every day.
Hello, this is Dingle Residence. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is Dingle Residence.
Is this Dick Dingley?
Yeah. What do you want?
I have a question for you. What is your favorite potato chip?
What is this call about? Why are you calling me this late at night?
We have created a new product called Dingle Chips, and it's a combination of...
Well, you got a speech impediment, boy? Can you speak? Act like you just molested a 9-year-old, you fucking child-molesting fucking idiot! You just got fucking owned, you fat bitch! What do you have to say about that? Why don't you take your fucking hearing aids out? Oh, speechless, huh? Go, 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 go.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? What happened?
It was some asshole.
All right, well, we don't want to deal with assholes, I suppose. That would suck. What else we got? I can call.
No, I think it was somebody from the chat room. It was obviously somebody who listened to TCU.
Milkman, who's this from?
This right here says Parker.
Hello.
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 Yes. Is this Vincent Prick?
Yes, it's Vincent. You wake me. Hello.
Yes. I have a couple questions for you. Do you like milk, sir?
Leche milk.
No, do you like milk?
No, but I live prank master likes 9-year-old boys and girls that fucking prick molester.
What the hell?
Could you believe he molested a 9-year-old? Don't worry, I'm not about it.
He just hung up again, now he's calling back in.
Poor baby.
Yeah, are you literally trying to get me fucked up around here?
I don't know what the hell's going on with these numbers, man. Milkman, who's sending that in?
That was Zolar. I can tell you right now, that was definitely
Zolar. That was Zolar?
Was that Zolar?
He's not in the chat right now.
What was the area code?
He's in the chat, but it wasn't from him.
Well, hang on, everybody. We're going to try this third time's a charm. Just be one moment.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Is this, Mark Jameson?
No. It's D.D.
Who is this?
D.D. The dead.
The dick?
The dead, you motherfucking pedo.
Hang up, Colino.
Hello?
I'll go fuck yourself.
Oh, you Jesus.
You fucking pedo.
What's with the language?
You fucking the fucking asshole. You
Colino, hang up.
Alright, hang on.
Fucking piece of shit.
You fucking the dick.
Go fuck yourself.
Tell him, Frank, man.
Go fucking 9-year-old to motherfucker.
The dick. The dick.
Go fucking 9-year-old to motherfucker.
The dick.
Fuck yourself, motherfucker.
The dick. The dumb. The dumb.
Go fuck yourself, motherfucker. I'm gonna find you, motherfucker.
Well, you can hear the conclusion of that awesome prank call and a bunch of others over at madhouselive.com in the prank section. Request a prank. What the fuck am I talking about? The archives and then prank calls. Do that. Do that thing. I guess we should have played that because, like I said, Dad's like the king of Polish prank callers. Not really, but he's the only Polish prank caller that I know of.
Never get over how much Milkman's voice has changed. It's insane. Sounds like a completely different person.
Who? Milkman? Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Did he, like, start or stop smoking?
He started screaming a lot once, and we just messed up his vocal cords. Big Ted Webb, the owner and curator of Blue Planet Prank. Is it Blue Planet? What is it now? God, Ted, you and Tuck just love changing domain names all the time. What is
I
it?
Didn't change it. It's blueplanetprankradio.com. Like, how hard is that?
Every real. 6 months, I got Tucker Mike Pranks. Dot biz.
No, okay.
I've never, ever had Tucker Mike Pranks, just for
Tuck
the record.
Is, Tuck is a far worse offender than I am. He had, like, dot info.
Yeah,
dot,
and he dot. Lost it.
What? I lost it.
He lost
from
it. Indian,
from Indian Company.
God. Dot
Plex.
That someone else gave me. It's, I never registered.
Dot Plex? Is there a dot
no,
Plex?
No, dot triple X. That's the new one. That's You should get Madhouse dot triple X, I'm telling you.
You
like, maybe like Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Maybe a triple X, yeah. I'm like, oh, man, for this. All right, folks.
How are you? How are you?
I'm
how
good. I'm,
New News having a fit again.
What is it? What does he want? Call pranks?
Hang up, okay, hang on.
Prank monkey, prank.
Obviously wasn't.
Yeah. I heard you called to Poland when I was driving back from the grocery store.
Yeah, how was that?
It was pretty good.
Thanks, man. I'm trying to do okay.
I like the knock-knock joke there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I love it. I thought it was funny that he fell for the knock-knock joke like a dummy. All right.
Cool. I was laughing out loud at the screen door in the submarine, too. I thought the joke was going to be, how do you sink a Polish submarine? You knock on it or something in the
yeah,
open.
Yeah,
that's
go. What. That's a good one. Well, I guess.
Yeah.
That one guy, Evil Artie, wants to be on. He's calling. And I promised him I'd let him on last week, and I totally forgot. And then the week before, I did the same thing. So let me call him here. Hang on. If he gets out of control, we'll hang up.
You know,
on
Skype.
Is it too good just to call in on Skype?
He doesn't have Skype. He doesn't have internet. He's got a long story.
Please leave your message for.
Well, the internet is.
Oh, number. Net everyone.
Oops.
Thanks.
Couldn't get to it in time. Sorry, Artie.
Don't worry. Everyone else will call you. You'll have plenty of people to conversate with.
Hey, guy.
Hey, big guy. How you doing?
I hate it when a fucking call pops up right as I'm hitting the button to exit.
Yeah.
Penis.
Penis. How you doing, Artie? I'm drinking tonight. How you doing?
Oh, this should be a good night then, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's Tuck, UK Ted, America.
Girls
Ted.
Have a penis, boys have a vagina.
You know, we've got a good representation.
Well, we don't have a vagina.
Alright, look, Artie, you're going to have to lower your voice a little bit when you do when you got in here, because you're way too loud all the time, alright?
Wait. Sorry about it.
Slow down.
I'm just excited.
Alright, easy. Tranquilo. Alright, so listen, I'll let you know who's on here.
Some vodka.
Milkman, UK Ted, America Ted, Web, some guy from Australia who likes spending $5 for me all the time, and TuckerMike.com.
So I think I'm going to do something rare.
What was that?
Pop open a beer.
Oh, no.
Why not? Go for it.
I haven't had a drink since New Year's.
Well, tonight's the night.
Congratulations.
Hopefully we won't have another double tree.
Yeah, don't pee in the garbage can again, man. Jeez. Please. Yeah, anyway.
We could write a movie on that shit.
All right, well, guys.
K2 also.
Yeah, no K2. You haven't smoked that shit at all since the girl almost died, right?
That's all I've been smoking.
Wow.
Because now it's easily accessible, you know?
It is for now. Well, enjoy it while you can. You're going to get hooked on it and you're not going to be able to buy it.
I am hooked on it.
Hey, there you go. Well, smoke K2.
I haven't had it for about a few days.
Are you having trouble? Like, are you like, I need some K2?
I want some more, but I mean, it's not like I'm shaking with withdrawals, you know?
Fair enough. Okay. All right, let's do some pranks, all right, guys?
In the same way, I want some pussy right now.
There you go. Very classy of you, man. Let me not ask you. I don't want to get you in trouble. Hey, but wait a minute. I did want to mention, Artie called me on Valentine's Day in the morning, is like, should I call my mom? It's her birthday and Valentine's. They're like, of course you call your mom, man.
Well, no, when you're having like trouble with your family, you're like, should I call or would it be better if I don't?
You still gotta call, man. You don't ever know.
Oh, it's worse if you don't.
Yeah, they're waiting for you to call.
It's worse if you don't. Yeah,
did you call your mom?
She's at the point. I went and saw her.
You did?
Yeah. Went out to dinner.
I told you it was a good thing. Did you take her out to dinner? So you made her pay for Valentine's dinner?
No, we all went out.
Oh, okay.
That's it. But, like, I think they were pretty much planning on not including me, though.
Oh, boy. Oh, they'll get over it. You know, Mom, she'll come around. She's upset at you, but...
She's my mom.
Mom's love, man. She's your mom. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
My mom gets mad at me. She'll last a few days, and she's calling her Carlito again. All right, listen. We got a number here for an overnight cashier at a grocery store called Wegmans. Brian takes his job way too seriously. Ask him if it's okay to mix bulk candy. I guess that's an inside thing there. Anybody want
okay to mix bulk candy?
You know, like you go and they got the candy that you buy by weight. You know what I mean? And I'll be honest, I'm guilty of this. They've got the sugar-free candy, and it's like a dollar more a pound than the regular candy. And then at the grocery store that we go to here, you get anywhere you go, you put in your own, like, you do your own weighing, and you print your own sticker. They make you print your, like, if you get, like if you go get, like, whatever, get lettuce, you know, if it's by the pound. You know, they make you do the fucking work like this. Or, you know, you got to put in the code and print it out and you put it on your sticker. They don't ask, no questions asked. They'll let you do it instead of the cashier doing it for you. And the same thing with the candy. Like, if you go to the candy aisle, the bulk candy, every candy slot has this little code. So you literally fill up your bag, you put it on the scale, you type in your code, and it prints it out. So I put in the code for the cheapest one, and it prints out. So I ended
there you
up,
go.
I pay like $1.50 less a pound for my sugar-free candy. And then
that's the best way to get sugar-free candy, man.
Yeah, but it's a sin.
I just thought of something with that.
It's not bad, dude.
But it's a sin. I'm going to go to hell now, Milkman. I'm a baby Jesus. Isn't like that.
Well, no, I just thought of something. Say you
pertain to either.
Well,
say you want to try the candy first. How do you pay for that piece?
I don't. You know what you know what I tried to weigh. Like, I wanted one piece of candy. Like, they had a new one there. I was like, I want to try this one, but I don't want to buy the whole thing. I just want one or two. And I tried to put two on the little scale, and it wouldn't let me. It wouldn't accept it. It was too low of an amount. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? They're forcing my hand to just
sounds
eat
like
it.
An Illuminati plot.
So you've never been guilty of this when you walk by it, just grab something and eat it.
No.
I did that when I was a kid.
My mom would just grab some out of the bin and hand it to me.
Even for they even call that even a penny's worth. They still could pop you for that. So you really
they had an honor system at the grocery store.
In your mouth.
They had an honor system.
In retail for a long time.
All right.
There was an
I think I was like
a grocery store where you put in a quarter and you could take a sample of the candy.
Yeah,
in the bin.
It's like I think it's like three pieces for a quarter or something.
Three pieces.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. The little box. They got a little box there. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'd put in like a quarter and take like 20 pieces of candy.
Bah. I didn't know. What are they gonna
do? I thought it was a penny a piece.
You never learned to count. That's all.
Yeah. Well, the
attention deficit.
I learned when I worked at the grocery store though when I was a kid that it's always an outside company that does that though. It's not the actual grocery store. They an outside company rents space inside the grocery store to sell that.
They pay Brax,
whatever it is. Yeah, they pay the grocery store to come in and they fill it on their own. They handle the inventory and they're in charge of, you know. So the grocery store really doesn't give a shit. They're like, whatever, you know. They it's overcharged anyway. Bulk candy is a ripoff. Bulk candy, candy's a ripoff.
A long time ago when I worked in the industry, dude, we didn't want for people like pop a grape in their mouth, man, because like, you know, dude, even a penny's worth is still shoplifting, man. They would try to even get those people for that shit.
Well, I used to do that shit when I worked at a grocery store. I'd like, if I had customers like had grapes, if I was really hungry, I'd like take two or three off of the, you know, after I rang them up, I would take like two or three grapes off the little stalk or whatever and put them aside and I'd eat them. I was bad. I was a thug, man. I was thug life. That's why, man. I'll listen to Tupac and Bone. I was a thug.
So it happens to you.
Yeah, man.
Thug life. Gotta do
what you gotta do. All right.
Brainwashes you. All that devil music brainwashes you.
All right. Does anybody want to talk to Brian about mixing bulk candy here at this grocery store?
Anybody? I would, but I'm not sure you guys can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
All
right. He might not be able to understand your accent.
We need a jerk.
I thought I'd broken it.
Ted, a compliment. I will say, I did. Athena and I both listened to the prank call where you were the translator last week for the British call. You played the phone translator. I don't know if you remember that, but it was pretty funny.
Oh, right at the end. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, right at the end. That was a pretty good call. So good on you, man. Good on you. What happened to the UK guy? Or the Australia guy? Oh, here he is. All right, Tristan, you're back on. UK Ted, take this. Bulk candy.
Wait, I can't.
You can't? Okay, someone else. I'll do it.
Sorry, Fort Wright, then. Somebody help you.
Yes, hi. I wanted to talk about the candy, the bulk candy there. This is Brian.
Yes?
Hi, Brian. Listen, my friend recommended I give you a call that you had to deal with the bulk candy there.
Bulk candy?
You know how you get the candy that you get by weight?
Yeah.
What's the code that you put in for it?
It depends on what candy you buy.
Well, I want to get the sugar-free candy, but he said that it's cheaper to get the non-sugar-free.
One moment, please.
Okay.
I can help you?
Yeah, hi. Brian was making a deal with me for the bulk candy.
What's that?
I was just talking to Brian.
Okay.
Brian told me to call in. He said that he could make a deal with me on the side about getting bulk candy cheaper.
I don't think so.
Well, he said that we can put in the code for regular candy for the sugar-free candy.
Whatever candy you get would be whatever code. We can't swap codes for different products.
Yeah, but how are you going to know, you know?
Because we have all the codes and we know what candy's what.
Well, I'm getting the, you know, I just, you know, Brian said that it was normal to go in and, like, if you get sugar-free candy, you can put in, yeah, you guys put in the code for the regular candy if you don't say anything.
No.
What's the price difference?
Which candy?
Well, you've got the sugar-free gummy bears.
Difference between the sugar-free candy bears, gummy bears, and the regular ones?
Yeah, well, here's what I understand, damn it. Why does it cost more money to get sugar-free when you're taking the sugar out of it?
I don't make it, so I don't know.
Well, that's not fair. I'm getting ready. What's the codes? Can you give me the code numbers?
The code numbers?
Yeah.
Do you need help with anything else, or is that it?
I just need the code numbers.
For what do you need them for? coming into the store to get them? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I just wanted to get it ready. I'm going to write it down in my book. What a dick. What a stupid prank call, too.
Did he hang up?
How come I can't hear the other end of the call?
Yeah, those of us in Skype can't hear it, but you can hear it on the stream.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything either.
Ah.
I heard the calls before.
I forgot to put the microphone back in the earpiece, that's why. Oops, sorry. Donch. You didn't miss much, it was shit. Anyway, let me call him back, though, just in case. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the wrong number.
That's the wrong one.
Bananas.
Fairport Road, Wegmans.
Yeah, hey, listen, the bananas, what's the code for the bananas? Is it still 4, what was it? 4011?
What do you need that for?
The PLU code for bananas?
Yeah, you're right.
Is it 4, what is it?
Yep.
Yep, what?
Yes, 4011.
Alright, plantains, are they still 4235?
I'm sure they are. Do you really need something, or are you just playing around?
Well, I'm trying to remember. Onions were like 4082.
What's the PLU code for bananas?
I know 4011 because it was the most common produce that ever came in.
4011.
All the time, man. 4011. 4011.
All right.
Yeah, man. That was onions, lettuce. God, what was lettuce? Was it 4242? I forgot what 4242 was, a common one, too. I don't know. Bananas always, everyone knew
bananas.
Helpful
to know the PLUs when you're doing self-check.
Yeah, but I remember 4011. I used to hate that shit. See bananas, like, fucking bananas. What do you want bananas? No, actually, bananas were easy. But I used to be like, I don't give, like, I get people with, like, some lettuce and shit. There's, like, 20 different kinds of lettuce. You know, and he'd be like, here you go. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck kind of lettuce this is. You know, I'm like, whatever. And I put in some lettuce code. Like, that's too expensive. That's the wrong one. Like, whatever. I don't give a shit. Well, tell me what it is. You know? I just used to ring it up as the cheapest one that they got. Kale. I used to ring it up like regular butter lettuce. My manager got mad.
Self-service checkouts now, though.
Yeah. Well, my manager he was a Pakistani. He was like, what do you know? Do you understand it?
You're such a rebel.
He's like, the kale is 250 pound more than the butter lettuce. I was like, I don't know. I'm making deals, man. Making deals.
I got a deal for you.
Man, if you came through my line, man, and you had produce, I was the man. I was like, you could have like some fancy, you know, hydroponic tomato. And I'm like, all right. I'm charging you for the cheapy one because I ain't looking.
See,
at that
builds that builds customer loyalty, but that your manager didn't do that.
Yeah, I had customers that go through my line just for my line, just because of me, and that's probably why.
Where's that guy again?
The guy. What did you say? What did you say?
Nothing.
Yeah, very funny. It's better because you don't have a job. I like to see you get a job at a grocery store, Artie. What job have you had?
I'd be too fat.
Whatever. You have no fucking job at all.
Whatever, I think I've hit rock bottom, though.
Yeah, okay. Why?
I'm drinking beer out of a fucking coffee mug.
That's not bad. I've drank beer out of a 44-ounce cup before.
That's just wrong. It's like drinking Coke out of a coffee cup. It's just weird.
You say from washing dishes.
I've drunk a beer out of a 44-ounce cup on my way to work.
With a straw, too.
Oh, no, not with a straw. Take the straw out. Why? Why are you drinking beer with a straw? That's just gross.
I hate the taste.
Artie's such a rebel.
You hate the taste?
Yeah, I haven't had beer in so fucking long that I like, lost the taste for it and shit.
It tastes worse with a straw. What are you talking about? Why would you want that?
Yeah, why would you...
Well, no, that shoots it to the back of my mouth. That's what she said.
I was going to say that's what she said. That is what she said. Here, put the straw on your
arm. You're an enigma within your own self.
That reminds me. I don't know if you guys know about the Rampart scandal. I don't know. Do you know about that, Ted? You're in California and shit.
I don't know.
Rampart scandal was in Compton and stuff. There were these really crooked-ass cops in the Rampart section of Compton and shit. And there were cops, but there were actually gang members. They were involved with Suge Knight and all that, you know, killing Biggie and Tupac and all that shit. They were the crooked cops. Okay. And they used to drink beer out of cups with straws because they thought it got you drunk quicker.
Huh.
It doesn't make any fucking sense, right? It's, you know, it came
if
up
anything,
like...
anything, drinking it without a straw would make you drunk faster because you're... your the tongue and like tissues of your mouth would absorb the alcohol. Like.
Right.
You think so? I thought it just.
I think an alcohol suppository is a pretty quick way of getting.
Yeah, alcohol enema.
Oh boy, but that'll kill you.
God.
You gotta watch out. That'll kill you.
Oh yeah, that'll fuck you up. That'll kill you.
A beer enema.
Yeah. Because I heard of someone who was like, he's like, oh, I'll do an enema, and they did a whole fucking bottle of vodka, and they almost fucking died.
Yeah. Okay.
They pulled an Artie's girl in the, smoking K2 in the Walmart parking lot. They had, they had to go to the hospital and get their stomach pumped or something.
Well, also, I think that there might have been something mixed in with that specific one. Mm-hmm. Because, like, when I smoked that one, my heart was racing like crazy. But then when I smoked other ones, it's not like that.
But did you put a crack rock in it?
I felt like there might have been bath salts in there.
Oh, bath salts, yeah.
Yeah. Armor All. I don't know.
Because that was their most expensive brand.
Maybe it was really potpourri.
Definitely not. Like, I become, like, really fucking, what's the word?
Gay.
My tolerance is way up now.
Gay. All right.
But anyways, like, too much of that shit fucks me up.
I gotcha. There you go. Cool. Hey, guys, it's called Poland.
Wanna get high?
Wanna get high? Aren't you proud of yourself for introducing him to weed all those years ago?
It's not my fault. I introduced him to totally K2. I actually introduced. Didn't you smoke K2 at my house for the first time too? Right, Artie? Wasn't that?
Yeah.
I did that to him too.
Actually, Carlito knows exactly whose fault it was that I smoke weed now.
Yeah, it was Olar, right?
No.
Yeah, it is. No.
Starts with a T.
T. Oh, her.
Yeah.
Really?
Tamika?
Yeah, Tamika.
Tamika's having a fish again.
Tashonda. Artie. Artie, listen, we're getting complaints all across the board. Bring your voice down, man. You can't talk so
loud.
You gotta do something. I'm gonna have to hang up on you, man. You're too loud. You're way louder than everybody else, man. You're blowing up the
speakers.
Am I too
loud? Is that better?
No, you're fine. You're actually, UK Ted's, you're a little low. Ted, yeah, just, Artie, you're too loud, man.
This should be a setting for the microphone on my phone.
That's not too bad. When you talk like that, that's not too bad.
Talk to
fucking voice.
If there's a setting, find the setting.
Find it.
Try talking through the straw.
Yeah.
All right. Now you're loud again. All right, listen, we're going to call...
Peter Frampton style.
We got to call Poland... All right, we got to call the UK.
I want to call Poland.
Does anybody want to call Poland, UK?
I want to.
America, Ted. All right, listen, here's what I got. America. I got a hotel.
America, Ted.
What do I got?
America.
I don't know what this is. I got contact persons, Dorota Gureka. I don't know what the fuck that means. Let's call a hotel instead. We'll call a hotel first. This is in
Vice. I can say a bunch of gibberish in Polish.
Does that work?
We got the Hotel Zarni Tlapan and Zakadina Pomakrzewski Bisexualis Kozelinka Poland. That's what it looks like to me. All right, we're calling them.
I worked in a factory with Polish people, so I know, like, just random things.
What the hell do they do in the factory, Polish people?
It's better than nothing.
Dumb motherfuckers.
Only Polish people I knew work in the grocery store that I was talking about, the cleaning crew was Polish. I remember they were Polish, and this one, the wife was looking for the husband. One husband, he's like, is Rukulov there? I'm like, no. Like, no, he's not here today. He's like, oh, he was cheating on her.
Really? Did you know what Jesus said to the Polacks before he died?
He said, lower your voice.
He said, play dumb until I get back.
I'll be right back.
Motor Town, to Lipan, tak słucham, dzień dobry.
Dobrze, dobrze.
Halo.
7-8-7-5-5-7-8-11. Milwaukee Avenue.
Hello.
How are you? How are you?
Yes, I'm fine.
Gotcha. Who are you? Who are you?
Where am I?
Hello? Yes, who are you? Who are you?
I'm Martina.
Well, that's a nice name. Hold on, let me turn into a nerd.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to make a reservation.
Yes, it's okay.
Okay.
How many people? It will be two persons.
It'd be me and you. Me
Hello.
And you together in a Polish room built for two. All right, I need a room for 14 men.
14?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can because I don't have so big room.
They're only going to be in the room for a little bit.
Yeah, they're just for an hour.
I don't have such a big room, sorry.
No, well,
I have only room for three people.
Do you have rooms with adjoining walls? We could break down the walls and make one big room. Is that okay?
Sorry, I don't have... And
be the charge to break down the walls of the room? Like, how much extra would that be?
Hello.
Hi.
She's so polished, she says hello before she hangs up.
Say hello.
Hello.
Oh,
I'll call her back if you like. There we go. You do like. Hello.
You know what's so fucked up about Polish? Even if you look at the pronunciation that's supposed to help English people speak Polish, you can't make sense of it.
By the way, Atomic wants a shout out. Hello? 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 She's playing that game where you hang up the phone. You know that game? Atomic wants a shout out in the chat room. Atomic, shout out to Atomic. Everybody, Atomic, let's hear it for Atomic. Yeah. Atomic, gold star for the
show.
Yeah. Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed in there. Smoke
weed every day.
Okay, fuck it. All right, there you go. Atomic, big reception for Atomic there.
I'm nuts.
And we had some shitting and okay faggot there.
Wow, this is hopeless. I can't pronounce any of this shit.
Well, what can you do? Do any of you on the dais know where this is from? What movie this is from?
Okay, fuck it!
I bet you guys don't know where that's from.
Full Metal Jacket.
No!
I was going to say that, too.
No!
I didn't think Full Metal Jacket.
No. Do you know, Artie?
I found swear words. I'd like to say them to a Polish person.
Okay, fuck it!
We'll do that. All right.
What's the answer? Or do we have to play the game and figure it out?
I don't know.
Sounds like Sergeant Hartman.
No, not even close.
No, it doesn't.
No, Scarface, no.
They sound like a drill sergeant.
It's not Scarface. He's an Italian, it says this. I'll play
He's
one
an
more
Italian?
Time. An Italian, a famous Italian.
Okay, fuck it!
Tell us who it is.
Might give it away.
Really?
If you tell us the answer, yes, it will give it away. So is it Al Pacino?
No.
Okay.
It's I'll give you the name of the actor. It might not give the movie away. Dom DeLuise.
Really?
I've never heard of him.
You never heard of Dom DeLuise?
No.
Oh my god.
So,
I've heard the name, but I can't think of anything he's in.
Cannonball Run. I'm just naming random Dom DeLuise movies. Cannonball Run.
Jeff. Maybe it's not Dom DeLuise. History of the World Part 1. Isn't that
okay.
Dom DeLuise?
Yes, yes. I know, yeah.
When he's Caesar, you know, and he's sitting around and he's got the court jesters and he's like,
okay, fuck it!
You know, he says
okay.
That his little gestures that, you know.
I haven't seen that in a long, long time.
I know.
He sits at home. What is that?
That background noise isn't me, by the way, just in case.
Who is that?
Well, don't do it!
Background noise? Who is it? We'll get banned for the show forever.
Oh, kurva. I can't believe I forgot the word kurva.
Atomic says die hard.
I hear that noise every week. What is that noise?
That's UK Ted over there.
Stapling
papers what? Back there and opening doors.
Really? Stapling papers? Is that what he's...
Prick meat rod pork is kutas.
All right, guys. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Prank calls.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Any numbers for Americans? Just like a home number or a cell phone number? Just some random American person.
Oh, let me pull them out of my ass.
Jibok.
Everyone wants America. Everyone wants UK or something exotic place.
We'll do America next for UK Ted. He wants to call America because it's queer.
I'll get him a number.
You do that. We'll call. Get your mom's number real quick.
Hey, I found the word for hoopty.
I'm just going to look through my phone and see who he should call.
All right, good. Do that. All right, in the meantime, Ted's going to do a call here to another hotel in Poland so he can curse at them. Ready? Good. All right.
Special Nakwil.
Kya?
You guys got to rein it in because Milkman's going to get mad if you guys get out of control, man.
What do you mean?
Every week he gets mad because you guys get out of control. He gives me a bad review at the end of the show.
Jeden, dwa, cztery, dwa, dziewięć, pięć, dziewięć, cztery, zero. Zostaw wiadomość po usłyszeniu sygnału.
Luft balloons.
Kurwa mać.
That sounded cool. It sounded like an
80s. That was Spire Code Radio there.
It was.
Polish people get very upset if you insist they're Russian.
Zero, Zed.
Call them Russian. Yeah, that'll piss them off, yeah.
Maybe we should just call people we can understand.
Sorry, that was me making background noise. I just had to take a shit in the toilet.
Oh, man.
God damn it.
Let's all blame UK Ted.
Yeah, I blame the UK guy. It's cool.
It's called the mute button.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Is this a bordel? Bordel?
No, it's not. It's a hostel.
What? It's a hostel? Oh, I thought it was a whorehouse. I'm sorry.
No.
Are you a Gupe Ginyak?
I am not.
You're not a silly cow or a dumb bunny. You know, do you offer the service of Jebak?
Nope.
You don't offer the service to fuck, to screw, to hump, to bang? Do you offer kutas?
Why? It's 6 o'clock.
My name is Jack, and I drive a Gruhut, or Gruhut. You know, an old banger car? Like a piece of crap?
Yeah.
You sound a little Chewbeck, a little crazy.
Fuck you.
Pierdolke! Pierdolke!
Okay.
Fuck you! Up yours.
Oh. Alright.
Are you Russian, sir? Is this Russia?
Nah, man.
Do you speak Russian? That's awesome. I think Russian men are sexy.
Alright.
Oh, God. You sound
so... have a good one.
You sound so fucking Russian.
Tipizdo.
You sound so fucking Russian right now, man.
You like it. You like it, the Russian man.
That cracked me up when he said, go fuck yourself. He had a pretty good American accent, though. Yeah. Okay.
All right, that was...
Yeah.
That was the extent of my Polish capabilities.
Good deal. All right, so we want an American number, sir. We've got as...
Carlita, you want to prank my Super Bowl date?
The girl that didn't show up?
The chick who ditched me?
Yeah, what a bitch. Yeah, well, how are you going to get...
Well, no, I didn't tell the story about this.
All right, here we go. Story.
This chick was, like, anti-weed, and I was trying to get a hold of her one day. I called her like twice. That's not bad, is it?
You're too loud.
Twice in one day?
Stop being so loud.
And she got pissed, and I told her that I wanted to get a hold of her because I wanted to make sure, like, the date was still on.
You need
officially,
to
you know?
Shut the fuck up!
But then I tell her, yeah, because I wanted to know, because I told her I was using my weed money.
Cunt.
I told her I was using my weed money to take her out, and she got pissed.
Wow.
I mean, what a fucking ungrateful bitch.
You made a bad impression, you dumbass. Hey, Artie, but you know what? You know what, Artie?
I spent my fucking dope money on you, you bitch.
Well, no, I thought that would be, like, a nice thing to tell her.
Artie.
Yeah, I think awesome. Yeah, I'm getting... Do that more often.
Yeah, it demonstrates a very deep sacrifice.
He's so romantic. He's so romantic, yeah.
Just Valentine's Day.
Artie, but you never...
lover you.
You know what that means, though, Artie?
What's it mean?
Fuck it!
That's what it means. Yeah. All right, anyway, look, guys, come on, let's focus here. Fuck. Milkman's going to be mad at me tonight. Azerfran Cuban Cuisine in Oceanside, California. Yay, yay, yay. Who wanted to call? UK Ted, you want to talk to Americans? Is that what it was?
I just wanted
to,
not like a business, just like a random person. You know,
damn it!
Really.
Well, here we go. Geraldine Lord. All right. Can you handle that, Geraldine Lord?
Mrs. Lord.
Mrs. Lord, yes, okay.
Tracy Lords.
And I'll give it a go.
She's in Wyoming? What's WY? Wyoming, yes. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's just an experiment. I don't know if it will be funny or not. We'll see.
Good luck.
Okay.
Guys, don't interrupt UK Ted. He's got to concentrate.
No, if he gets boring, interrupt me.
I'll just do it and shut up already.
Well?
Oh, good evening. Hello?
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 I'm calling this fucking number in the middle of the night, goddamn you.
Hello, can I speak to Mr. Lord, please? Hello, Mr. Lord.
The reaction was funny.
I call Popeyes.
Why did you say anything, though? You kept saying hello, hello.
I was saying hello.
He was saying hello.
Well, he said hello, you said hello, then keep going from there. God damn it.
Call him back.
I wasn't sure if he could hear me.
Perfect. Right, well, call him back.
Don't call here again, you whippersnapper.
You motherfucker. You cocksucker, you.
Okay, faggot.
What time is it in Wyoming?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. This is Ted. I'm calling on behalf of Walmart Customer Service. Is now a good time to talk? It's fairly important, sir.
No, not really. It's fucking 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, so we're currently calling people who have recently made use of their local Walmart to offer them 50% off their next Walmart shop up to a maximum of $200. Would you be interested in taking a very, very short survey, sir, in return for 50% off your next Walmart shop?
Yeah, oh, wow. All right, let me call as a supervisor complaining about the rudeness he was to you.
The party you called did not answer. At the tone, please...
Did not answer... Thank you for letting me know.
So his big idea was to do a poll.
Well, I wanted to complete a survey just with a list of questions. But
no one is going to do that, especially in the United States, too.
Yeah, this is in the UK where they're all polite.
Yeah.
They'll shoot you over here for that. They'll put the gun up to the phone and shoot you.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll shoot the phone.
What, do you want food?
Listen, I'm the manager here, and I don't appreciate you talking to my employee like that, all right?
I don't appreciate you calling my fucking phone at 10 o'clock at night.
Listen, you're threatening me.
You're soliciting me.
You're threatening me, and I'm going to report you to the police. Now, don't speak to my employee like that, you understand?
He called me an asshole.
That's rude. That's very rude of you. You hurt his feelings. Apologize right now to UK Dad.
You know what? I want your manager. I want your supervisor.
I'm the man.
Call me and harass me at 10 o'clock at night and expect me to apologize to you?
Is this Mr.
Yeah, hello?
I want your supervisor.
Let me put him on the line.
This is Willie. I'm the supervisor. What's going on here?
I want to know why you're calling me at 10 o'clock at night and harassing me and asking me to apologize to you.
Well, see, what happened
was... That's what I want to know.
What happened?
I want to know your manager. I want to know what company you're working for.
Yo, press pause on them flippant lips of yours.
No, no, press pause. You call my goddamn phone again, I'll sue your ass.
You flippin', boy. You flippin'. Now listen. We got cameras in the bathroom.
He's gone, he's gone, he's gone, he's gone.
I had a fourth grade teacher who was black, and she used that word all the time. What? Whenever we would talk, she'd call us flippant.
Flippant?
Yeah.
She a word she learned in a dictionary once. Good on her.
I looked that up again.
That's very racist of you, Todd. Is that what they taught you?
What are you called? Did not.
Is that what they taught you in your school?
Lacking proper respect or seriousness, he made a flippant response to a serious question.
You guys know Malcolm X read the entire dictionary when he was in prison. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because they made him.
Because he wanted to sit in bed all day. That's horrible. I'm
gonna pick this up.
Bastard. Yeah, what an asshole. What an asshole.
I was going to tell him that he left skid marks on the bowl and you need to apologize.
How does he like it? I want to talk to your manager.
I had the skid marks on the bowl.
How American is that, too, by the way? I'm going to sue you, you know? I'm going to sue you. No. I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, I don't think about fuck.
That's a UK 10-1 and talk to Americans. It's like kids.
Good work, UK 10. That was a good call, man.
Yeah.
I didn't help much with that one.
No, you did. You did good. You got a man.
It made him a very angry man. That's mission accomplished.
That's the whole point of this show. That's what we do. Make people mad.
One of these days, I would like to be the manager that gets the phone pass.
We either end up with mad people that we call or mad fucking listeners because the calls suck. Either way.
Either way, somebody's angry.
Somebody's pissed off during this show. And that's how we know that we... you know, provide a service here. Anger.
Maybe we should do some UK wake-up calls, then. That's a pretty simple way of pissing people off.
Could be. All right. Nunu sent in a number for Cap Styles. He is a black. Posted his number on Twitter. He is a rapper. Complained about him using bad racial words during his performance at the Empire.
What's his name?
Cap Styles.
That'd be great if someone with a British accent called up a black rapper complaining about his language.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. What are you doing to our language here? Also complained about his sexism, that he shouldn't say bad words about women. We got his cell phone number and his Twitter. Let's listen to... we got his YouTube.
That's how quick he hangs up.
Yeah, the black guys usually don't play. Let's... You know what? We get better luck with white people who are trying to be black and being angry.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Bass guy, nigga.
Wake up, white people.
Fuck you, niggas, bruh. Bitch. Sound bass guy came straight for the bitches. Mac 10 lay him on the floor like a mattress. Young bass guy in Olympics. Say fucking bitches. Got the chop six with extension.
Alright, let's give him a call, everybody. This is Kep Style. Like
yeah. Kiss my radio, baby. That's the dude we're calling. Got a good beat, though.
Not really. You think so?
It's funny. It's not. I don't really like serious beat. I think it's funny.
There's no rappers.
He can't rap.
Where is this guy?
Hi, you have reached Steven Stenbridge Jr.
Steven Stenbridge Jr. Oh, wow.
Oreo. Holy
wow.
Hi, you have reached Steven Stenbridge Jr.
Leave him a message.
Sorry I couldn't answer your call, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, I'll return your call as soon as I can. Thank you and have a nice day.
Hoes on my dick, west side bitch. Suck my fucking dick, bitch. I'm rich like
white women I could date.
We were wondering.
What was his name?
His name is Cap Styles. We were all wondering.
No, I mean his last name.
Steven Stenbridge Jr.
Okay, because I know a rapper named Steven.
Wow.
Is that motherfucker?
It's him. What's up,
Because I gave you that number, remember?
No.
Remember I had you call a rapper? I'm trying to think of his name. Oh, yeah, Thorn.
Thorn?
Yeah, that's his, like, rapper name.
It doesn't even sound like the other name at all.
This is what happened to Urkel.
I see how confused you could get, though.
Hey, Urkel, give us a call back, all right? We're Madhouse Radio, and we're really big fans of you.
Hi, Laura.
We downloaded your music on Napster. We've been playing it all week, so look, give us a call. Thanks.
To send your message, Napster. Press 1 at any time.
Sure it wasn't Hotline
message
or...
Send. Care.
LimeWire. LimeWire. We LimeWired as well. All right, sorry, Nunez.
What was it? Kazaa.
God damn. This is LimeWire is still around, though, right? I hear LimeWire is still around there.
I think Hotline is still around, too. It's just something different now.
I never heard of Hotline.
Yeah, Hotline was sort of like LimeWire.
I don't remember Hotline at all. I remember Kazaa.
I got so much shit off of Hotline. It was one of these ratio services.
Let me think. Dude. What I use? I'll tell you what. I started with Samba. Was like this underground one. That was my first MP3. Was on Samba, and then I learned about Napster. I remember I met this girl at UCF where Artie used to go to. Also, she was like, "Have you heard of Napster?" I was like, "What's that?" And she showed it to me. I was like, "Oh my fucking god!" I was like, "This is awesome." I did Napster, and then when Napster got shut down, I did Kazaa. Remember Kazaa? Then
I got you at UCF such a long time ago.
Shut up, faggot. And then I did LimeWire.
Everyone's opinion is respected here. Yeah. Joy is
a- Then I did WinMX. WinMX, I think, is still around too. WinMix.
Yeah. I used to use Kazaa.
Kazaa was cool. Kazaa was cool back in the day. And then now I just...
For porn.
Now I just use torrents. Yeah, I used to try to get porn on Kazaa. Dude, I remember those days. Get like fucking 10-second clips of porn on Kazaa. It took like 30 minutes to download.
No, I get the whole movies.
I don't know.
Why don't
never...
you just stream these things?
Well, back in the... Dude, we're talking
back,
about...
Back
yeah,
then.
Back 2000, 2001.
This was 8 years ago, back when I was living with my mom.
Yeah, 2000, 2001 and shit. You didn't have your
porn tubes.
She
taught me masturbating.
Yeah, now you got porn tubes and stuff. Now it's not even an issue. You don't have to download. I don't even have any. Back then, I was like, you know, you'd save your pictures on your... You have a special folder with a password on it so no one could get to it, you know.
Hey, did you ever get caught masturbating?
Right as I came.
Oh, wow. You can't stop either, man. When you're... Do you stop?
I know. It sucks.
Yeah, you can't stop. What do you tell your mom, man? You're like, I can't stop.
I was scratching.
You were what?
My dick was itchy.
Yeah.
And
this,
oh, God.
And this magic milk came out of it that you don't know. What's this?
So, Artie, did you open your eyes and find a sandwich next to your bed?
And then she went through the next day. It was the whole thing like, that's normal for boys to do. And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, no, not that talk. Wow. I don't think my parents ever walked out on me. Pretty sure. But then again, I didn't have porno, man. Like, when I was a kid.
That happened multiple times to me.
When I was in high school and stuff, I didn't have internet. We didn't have that back then. It was, bootleg VHS copies of porno and,
Or it was BBS ASCII art. Of
whatever ASCII art. Yeah, I'm going to jerk off to that. Ted, you're my age. Did you, is it true? It happened to me even, but did you ever end up on some kind of plethora of porn inside the woods at some point? Did you ever go into the woods and you found porno magazines or something at some
point?
Yeah,
sure.
Did that
happen? Are we talking about the internet or the actual fucking woods?
You go in the woods or on the side of the road.
Woods.com.
Yeah, but no. I'm just,
on the side of the road.
If you're in your 30s and you're a man, at some point in your life, you were in the woods or on the side of the road and you walked upon porn when you were a teenager. It just happened.
Yeah.
You know? And it was like the greatest day of your life. You're like, woo!
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm bringing this shit home.
Yeah, that's how it was.
Oh, you go home as quick as you can.
Yeah, kids today don't know how lucky they are that they have so much of the porn.
It's so easy now. You guys have it made. Artie, you had it made.
I didn't, dude.
Bring it back home as quick as you can.
My mom wouldn't let me on the internet unattended.
Well, IG69 has it made. He's got his own internet, you know.
So you know what I had to do, Carlito?
What?
I had to look in those JCPenney magazines. Yeah, they have all the bras. Oh, I had to use my fucking imagination.
That's stupid. That's 70s style, man. Really? You had to do that?
Imagination.
Wow. That's pretty sad, dude. I knew a guy who would jerk off to, like, the scrambled channels back when the cable channels used to be scrambled.
Oh, yeah.
If you
try to tune into the channel repeatedly, press zero.
Well, that I would do. No. You could use the tuner on the TV if you had the little analog tuner, and if the channel was scrambled, like the Playboy channel, you could make it come, it would be black and white, but you could make it come through straight, you know? So
is this transmitted in Morse code?
No.
They.
Oh my god.
They just had them. They had them there, but it scrambled certain channels.
It was a weird time. Like back in the day, like the pay channels on TV, like the movie channels, that's HBO. Weird. And Playboy.
Yeah, you could hear the audio.
You could hear the audio.
You could hear the audio.
You could hear the audio. You couldn't see. It was all wavy. How weird was that time, man? I haven't thought about
that wavy design that always played on the TV in forever.
I know. It's all digital now, but back then.
Yeah.
And then, see, my dad, he went to, like, the flea market, and he bought a box. It had a switch on it, and he flipped the switch, and it would de-scramble it. And that was heaven. Yeah, I remember I used to have my friends over, like, because... They were like, whoa, you get these. We watch boxing all the time, fucking WrestleMania and shit for free and all that. Can't do that anywhere. You can't do it with the digital boxes. But back then, when it was still analog, man, those were the days. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Okay, here's a funny story. Back when I was like 15, probably less than that, on the TV, I don't know how the fuck this happened, but all pay per views, I got the first like 5 minutes of it, you know?
Okay.
Without having to pay for it, and every time Naked News would come on, I'd watch it for the first 5 minutes.
Okay, that's all you need.
And try to bust my nut before those 5 minutes.
That was a tease, though, because they start off...
First 5 minutes, they were still had clothes.
They still had clothes on.
5 minutes, yeah, they were still talking, you know, like... At her boss's desk or something.
Yeah, well, they get down to their bra by the time you finish watching it. Then
five minutes would have been at the bra.
So I'm enjoying the porn nostalgia show and everything.
The fucking is Naked News even? I remember that when it first came out, it was like
it's still around.
It was
they're
like
not as cute. They're not as cute though.
There was like five they girls.
Have a title for the show.
There was like five girls that would just say the news and it would get naked, like through, like they had a gun pointed at them or something.
I saw that at my grandma's house first time. She caught me masturbating to that.
Wow. All right, guys. Prank.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Naked News.
I love the show. Porn nostalgia show.
Yeah, I remember. I was because you used to be able to watch Naked News, but then what they would do is they would make you pay to have it full screen. And I got upset when they started doing that because I was like, man, I can't watch it full screen anymore. It sucks. Okay. Now we know. Sheets, a convenience store. We got a Sheets.
Shut up.
And right? God, Artie, I'm about 10 seconds away from hanging up on you and your perverted ass.
Did you save the number for Indian Charlie?
Indian Charlie. Yes? Who's Indian Charlie?
Is that the guy who fucks Turks?
No, asshole. That's Turkish guy, you dumbass. It's just fucks Turks. Oh, last week. What was his... I should have it. Yeah, let me look. It's a good point. Yeah, we should talk to that guy, right?
History. I know, he fucks Greeks.
Yeah, Artie, I know. Okay. Look. Last week we talked
I'm a little tipsy.
We talked to an Indian guy who was like the Indian version of Charlie last week. Artie, you wouldn't know because you weren't around last week.
I tried to be on last week.
I know, but you were too loud.
No, I was too fucking stoned, and I fell asleep before I could call you.
That's true, you did. Call me, hey, you please put me on so I can be loud on the air. I'm looking for the number here. Hang on, I have no clue which one it could be. 7 days ago. Here we go. 1 minute, 2 minute long, 4 minutes. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and think it's and guess it's this one here. Let's try it. Let me play some music first. We do some more prank calls and go to call. What time is it now? Is it 1 o'clock yet? 12. We got 30 minutes off the show. We're doing pretty good tonight.
12:29.
We got 30 minutes left. Making time. We've been bullshitting for a little while here, but we'll make up.
So we're going till 5.
What the fuck are you talking about? I got to work tomorrow, asshole.
Going to work drunk.
No, get Battlefield 3 for PC.
That always works.
Dude, I need a nice PC. I need to get a good PC if I can do that, bro. Sorry, man. I would, but I gotta get a decent PC before I can do that.
I'm actually using a somewhat older PC. I just put like a really good graphics card in it.
Yeah, but my... no. It's not worth it. Alright, I'm gonna go out on a limb and think it's just... I'm gonna try to call this number, see if this is him, alright? UK Ted. 29...
Is this Indian Charlie?
Hopefully. We'll see.
Chudley.
We will see. Oh my god. Come on, computer. You see, I can't even dial fucking Google Voice to think I'm gonna play Battlefield 3 on this shit.
Stick with the other scrolls. You gotta admit, though, Shivering Isles is addictive, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
Shivering Isles.
The fuck is that?
Isn't that the Elder Scrolls game?
Elder Scrolls? Skyrim?
No, Skyrim. Yeah, Skyrim.
Shivering Isles.
The other one was Shivering Isles. Never mind.
I don't know the fuck you're talking
about. I got them mixed. There's an expansion pack for the last one called Shivering Isles.
Nope. Skyrim, I haven't played in about 2 weeks, so I gotta catch up on that again, man.
Shit's so fucking fun.
It's good. There's a lot of Madhouse listeners who are playing Skyrim and enjoying it. Teddy,
level 65.
Wow.
I've only played Oblivion.
I've heard that there's no multiplayer on Skyrim.
No, there's not.
No.
I'm surprised it's so popular.
They're working on a mod for the PC version that's multiplayer, but...
That's the kind of game you just want to play alone, though. At least that's how I feel about it.
It's good to play by yourself. Get
that's what
unless
he said.
Your mom catches.
Still trying here. Hang on. Google Talk. Come on, Google Talk.
Show your titties.
Oh boy. Alright, we'll try and Skype instead. Nothing can be simple on this show.
UK calls.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, is this Banshood, motherfucker?
Shut up.
You stupid asshole. You thought... He hung right up. Oh, that for that. You want me to call him back? We'll see if he, a little more receptive the next time around. Here we go.
I'll give him a call.
Alright, you do that.
Whereabouts is he based? Is he in the States?
Washington State, yes.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 42
Blah, blah, blah. Well, you see the number there if you want to write it down, UK Ted. You can call on your own time, you know, mess with them. Have fun with that, buddy.
Now I'm feeling good.
Sorry, guys, I'm breaking up.
Sorry. Blingmaster B says, sup, what's up, man? Kokanee says he's sending in a number. Okay, for who? Oh, an article for a man who crashed into a house. Okay, cool. We'll put that in standby there in a little bit. We'll call that. Multiplayers for the gay, says MPSA Cobra. There you go, UK10. Realize that. Recognize that. Multiplayer is for gays. According to him.
You'd know.
Sorry, guys, my internet's failing, I think. Someone else is on it.
Gotcha. Royale with Cheese sent in a number here for a ghetto white guy that we already called and he didn't answer. Never mind. Atomic sent in a number earlier that we didn't get to. A convenience store. They've always got old ladies with cigarette voices down there. Tell them my son, who's going to be a Catholic priest, keeps getting in there and buying the Mountain Dew. Tell them if you can put up a picture of him in the store so they know not to let him in. Okay, cool. Let's do it. That was a good plan.
Can I take it?
Okay.
I'm not going to do the Mountain Dew thing, but...
Okay.
I just want to convenience.
No, I think I'm back. Good. Can you guys hear me?
What? Yes, we're here. Kidding. Six Two Midnight Lounge joining us in the chat room. He's got a new podcast. He's trying to get off the air, get off the ground. Everyone, be sure to try to check that out. Give us a link there, 6-2 Midnight Lounge. He was checking in with me on Twitter earlier.
I'm taking this.
Okay, take it, asshole.
Hello, PDQ. This is Rose. Can I help you?
Hi, sir. This is a little embarrassing. I'm in your restroom right now. Could you come into the restroom? Because there's a condom on the toilet. And I was wondering if you could pick it up because I don't want to touch it. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. You know, I just got done fucking my girlfriend and, well, it just dropped on the toilet seat. You there?
Yeah,
Could you come and help me clean the bathroom, please?
I that's kind of an unusual request. I don't know.
You know, maybe me and you can break out another condom.
No, see, yeah, that's a problem. I mean, like, are you, like, prank calling me, or you think this is, like, why would you ask me to come?
What's a prank call? I'm being serious, lady. Can you come to the bathroom right now?
No.
Come on, please.
I'm sorry.
I'm lonely.
I can't. If you drop something, you need to use a paper towel or something and pick it up, and I'll come in, and if there's a mess, I'll have to clean it up after you leave. I'm not going to come into the bathroom. That's like...
Well, I have a request. Do you think you can pick it up, and while you bend over, like, maybe I can pull your pants down?
Wow. She did treat it, like, serious. What the fuck, man? Seriously, she was taking it for real. Wow. All right.
Well, call her back.
All right, hang on. Let's do that. Where did our... Well, we lost everybody. Ted Webb, you're still here? Ted's here. Take us to a point where he doesn't talk anymore. I think that's him now. Ted! We lost the Australian guy.
I hope she checks the bathroom first.
Tucker,
before we call her.
Milkman, you still here? Milkman? Oh, man. Tuck, you still here?
Hi, this is Tuck.
Is this me and Artie? Help us, God.
Oh, God.
All right.
Type of Milkman?
God, I think Milkman's got a... He's driving somebody. I'll try to...
Crazy.
There might be a problem with the Skype, though. Artie, I'm going to call you back, right?
All right.
Anyway, I'm down to one beer. This sucks, Artie. Hanging up on you.
Yeah, I've had three, and I'm feeling pretty good. I haven't drank in so long.
Yeah, me neither, actually. I've had four, and I'm pretty... No, bad. I hung up on him. One beer left, everybody. Let's play that song. Milkman, are you there? Milkman.
I get no kick from champagne.
Please enjoy them.
Milkman. So tell me, why should it be true? I get a kick out of room. There's only one beer left. Rappers screaming all in our ears like we're deaf.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached. Drink 'em under the table. It's on me. Put it on my tab,
kid. However you get there, foot it. Three straws worth. Even on your face.
Hey guys, that's a restart on my computer. Oh, goodness.
Milkman.
Hey, what's up, man?
I got you back. A little more quiet now over here. We got UK.
Yeah, my ears was ringing, dude. I had to switch off, man.
He
it was a little bit loud, man.
So fucking loud. I can't deal with it. Oh,
dude, why
God.
Are you like hollering the phone? I mean, if you hear it on the stream, it's so distorted.
I know. I don't know why I do it. I do it to be nice.
Like,
yeah. He does sound like that.
Probably like, hello? Uh-huh.
That is exactly how he is, man. Wow.
I mean, Artie's cool. It's just, man, if he would just, like, back off the phone, like, hold it out maybe, like, 3 feet from his head, yeah, it probably wouldn't be so bad. But, I mean, he just overpowers the whole audio of everything.
He's, like, right on top of that fucking, he's got his mouth right in his fucking thing, man.
It sounds like he's got the phone in his mouth.
That's him. Evil already back on the line.
Yeah.
All right, UK Ted and Tuck, are you here, Tuck?
I'm still here. I don't know if you can hear me, though.
What? Yeah, I hear you. Tuck?
Oh, cool.
Tuck. I'm going to call Tuck back. Artie's calling back. I'm going to keep him off. We had enough Artie. Artie's calling my cell phone now. Oh, God. I got the screen already.
Okay. I've sent the caller to voicemail. Oops, your caller just hung up. Goodbye.
That was rude.
Oh, my.
He's going to call right back. Watch. I got to block him. Good God. You're back, Tuck? Tuck, are you talking?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
Tug.
Big Tuggy Tug Tug. Tuggy Mike.
Have your ears recovered yet, bro?
Good God. It's not easy dealing with Artie, you know, but he had a good prank there at the end, though, you know? Come on, you gotta give it to him.
He's funny, just the volume is just like, it's like 12 on a scale of like 8.
It is.
Yeah, it's strangely more quiet. Did he have
it
to
is.
Go away?
Much more
pass peaceful. Out?
Alright, well, we got a Taj Palace in Washington. Oh, we just called that guy already. That's
come on, white cat. We'll get out of my chair.
Yeah, kick his ass. Castori Grill in Washington. Give them a call here. Washington State, Indian Restaurant, Banchut and the like are probably... we don't have any UK numbers. Maybe I'll call last week's UK numbers, Lonesome. If you don't have any. You let me know. I don't know what your fucking problem is. Hello?
Good evening, Castori Grill.
This is Indian Place.
Yes.
Good evening. How are you?
Good.
Good. God bless you. I would like to make an order for food.
Okay. What's like you order tonight?
I'd like to make an order for Tandoori Raj chicken.
What's that again, sir?
The Tandoori chicken.
Babdo.
Hello?
I can barely hear you, sir.
Tandoori?
Okay, hold on.
Oh,
one moment here.
Who's that?
Okay.
Yes.
You want to get the tandoori chicken, right?
Yes, that one, uh-huh. Chicken tikka masala.
Kutarwaicha.
Hello?
Yes.
Chicken tikka masala?
Uh-huh.
Okay, one order of banchut gandu. Banchut gandu. What do you hang up? I think that's the guy that got really mad at me last week. Call
yeah,
me the Edward.
Are we calling around Indian restaurants now?
Yes.
Yeah, let's...
Can I do one?
Mm. Yeah, that's what we do.
Hey, am I being heard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oops.
Is this an Indian restaurant?
Yes, same one.
Call them a sala.
Sala, okay.
Salami. I'm going to make a cheese sandwich when the show's over. I'm going to put a cheese sandwich in the toaster oven. I'm going to toast it up. Ooh. Oh, yeah. And you know what? I went to Arby's, and I saved a horsey sauce. I'm going to put that on, too. Horsey sauce.
Horses. Is that code for something?
I'm sorry. This mailbox has not yet been set.
It's like horseradish mixed with mayonnaise. It's horsey sauce. I don't know if you ever had
horses.
It Oh, man, it's good. It's good. All right, well, we got Dr. Michael E. Callender in Ireland. Woo!
Dr. Michael E.
What
Callender.
Kind of doctor?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him, UK Ted, Mr. Fancy Pants?
Well, if he's a medical doctor, I don't want to prank call him, because that's like prank calling the emergency service.
Why? Because he could...
Don't do.
Yeah. No, it's
but
not.
If he's a doctor of theology, then I want to prank call him, because he's obviously...
Well, if he's at home, he's not a...
Is that an emergency services? What do you think? This is the 80s where they got to park wherever they want with a special license plate?
It it's Ireland. Don't you have, like, three doctors in the whole country?
Hello?
Listen, this is Dr. Michael Callender.
Yes?
Listen, there's, like, three doctors in Ireland, right? Huh?
Who speak?
Listen, what are the symptoms of a heart attack? What should I do? I have a thousand knives of fire in my chest and my jaw hurt.
Where are you?
I'm in the toilet. And I think I'm having a heart attack. Can you tell me what the symptoms are?
Yes, just ring 999.
I called 999 and they said they had to transfer me to you.
Can I ask the doctor a question when you're done?
Yes. Dr. Callender?
Who's speaking?
Mr. Callender? I have a rash on my tush and I don't know what to do with it.
Listen, he didn't go to school for 8 years to be called Mr., okay? That's pretty rude, Ted, for you to say that to him, Mr.
Jeez.
Guy went to school for like 8 years, did internships and sabbaticals, whatever they do.
Sabbatical.
And now he ends up being a doctor.
Sabbatical means you're not doing anything.
Clinical. Break. Whatever they call them.
How come they rape people with money?
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
Hello.
I got a rash on my ass so bad I can't even sit down.
We got Michael John Collins. Michael John Collins in Ireland. Since UK, since America, Ted wants to do a prank, we will let him do this one. Michael John Collins. That sounds like a country singer in Ireland.
America.
America. Ted.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, the fuck are you ready to be ringing here? Okay. Get back, Pat.
Hey, wanker, what are you talking about?
I'll try him again.
He sounds like he's ready to go off like a Roman candle.
I can hear what he says.
It's like, don't call here.
We'll see how he answers now.
Hello?
You ever hit chicken heads with pigeons?
Yep.
You did?
Nope. Did he say no? Nope.
I thought he said, yeah.
Yep. I'll hit your head.
Welcome to BG Answer 1571.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Welcome to BG Answer 1571.
Fuck you.
Lift the phone off the hook, Milkman. What an asshole.
Joe wants us to do Satan voices.
White voice. The white devil voice? Okay, I'll do that next. I will be calling Michael Crawford as the white devil.
I like Milkman's white devil from long ago.
Huh?
I don't know if you remember that call where he's like, this is the white devil.
That's Reclute, I think.
No, he did one where he did one long ago. When we were on TeamSpeak.
Did he?
Yeah.
Alright. I'm sure he did something silly like that. Okay, Michael Crawford, I'll take this one. Stand by. Michael Crawford's in Ireland, of course. Belfast.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
Hello? Hello, Michael Crawford.
Hello. Daisy, give me your answer.
Hello. Hello, yes. This is the operator. They hit buttons. I heard them hit buttons. I don't know. Let's try the doctor. Let me try the doctor again.
I need a doctor.
Oh, boy. 10 minutes of the show. And it couldn't end sooner.
The deodorant.
Doctor, can you hear me, Jenny?
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
Listen. I am the White Devil. I am taking possession of all your patients. Thank you. That's all. That's all I got.
America. Jinx.
America?
America. That's like a George Bush thing. America.
Yeah.
America. Texas. 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 Okay, moving right along.
Apparently we just had some kind of limit with Skype because they just charged me $10. Thank you, Skype.
Huh?
Well, no, it granted us Skype credit, international credit, so they put it through automatically.
We have delivered your purchase.
Exactly. That's what they did. I'm going to call the Indian place back here from just a few moments ago. Fart.
We take all deliveries in the rear.
I get it. Get no kick from Shem. Hello.
Pizza Hut, may I help you?
Yes, hi. Do you have french fries there for children?
What's that?
Do you make french fries there for, like, children menu?
This is a mental retarded house.
Uh-huh. Okay. No, I was wondering if you had, like, a children's menu at all or anything like that for stupid Indian asshole people.
This is a mental retarded house.
Yeah, I know, cause, and you also have sex with your mother and your sister there, too, right? You fuck your sister?
Okay, let me call 911 again, because I filed the case and they can track your call.
Retard is not a politically correct term.
Will you fuck your mother first before you do
mentally,
that?
It's mentally challenged.
Will you have sex before or after with your mother?
How about mongoloid?
You know, I think a long time back I fucked your mom. I remember that.
And then she made you...
She sucked my dick first, and then I think you are the product of my sperm. Think like I
you
the way you talk, I feel like that.
I don't know.
And then another thing, you know, like I just wanted to tell you. Actually, we had a threesome with you, mom.
Oh, I'm kissing your mom right now. Oh man, she's just kissing me all over my body.
I think they get scared of that voice. I've done that before. Like, oh,
yeah.
Satan.
The devil calling me. The devil.
Look at my.
The devil calling. I'm gonna say I'm Krishna.
Ulu Vaicha. This is mentally retarded house.
This. No.
See a bomb.
Hello.
Boss, do you fancy a bomb?
Hello. Hello. Pick up the phone, motherfucker. Motherfucker, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone for me. I'm evil.
Alright. I get no kick from champagne. We'll call from the other number here. Maybe a little answer from the another caller ID.
No, they're not going to answer. No.
Nothing.
I'm sorry. The mailbox has not yet been set up by the subscriber. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, those are the numbers we got from Lonesome. Let me see if we got anything else.
Durka-durka-durka-stan.
We had Dr. Micro Calendar, we already did that. Michael John Collins, we already did that. Here's another one. B&R Mayor. And Cool Bali Share Croag Rathakaski, Republic of Ireland. Alright, a woman answered. Woo, a woman. Alright, cool. Let's do it.
Yeah. Gundus.
Getting close to the end.
That's the other word I forgot. Gundu, yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to remember them all.
It's kind of sad that the only Hindi I know is insults.
So, you know, the only Spanish my wife knows is insults. That's all, that's all I've taught her. Trying again. Trying the number again. There we go. This should do it. I think I missed the digit. Is it dialing? What's going on? Invalid phone number? Never mind. I wasn't paying attention. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. One, two, three, four, five, six. Two, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Excuse me while I count digits here. Lonesome that last number isn't dialing. B&R Meyer. Not working, buddy.
It's no work.
Mayor and Steven Jr., or whatever his name was from earlier.
You know, Lonesome has sent us some other numbers here we never got to, like the Crazy Horse Bistro, Plumed Horse Havana Club Restaurant and Bar, Latin Grill Express. That's a contender there. I don't know. I'm going to do one more prank and I'm going to call it a night. Sorry, guys. It's time. We'll call Gordon Marshall in England. This is from a number from last week. We might have already talked to them last week, but we'll do it here. I'll give you a few rapid fire UK wake up calls. If you guys want to jump in, you can. You know,
that would be awesome.
All right.
Can I take the first one?
Yes. Go ahead. Gordon Marshall. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Marshall. Okay,
nope.
Well, he woke up. That's fine.
Yeah, well, we got him there. William Marshall instead then. Good luck, UK Ted. Godspeed.
Does someone else want to take this one? We got the answer.
No, you do it. You're on the...
Sure.
Well, enjoy it.
You guys figure it out.
I fight you for it.
Cockfight.
695, hello?
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 Archie, this is Edith.
You got the wrong number.
No, this is Edith. How are you? Archie!
Oh, shit.
That was rude.
Oh, shit, what? Let me try.
I'm playing Battlefield 3.
You're paying attention.
I'm paying very much attention.
Shit. Hello.
6494 says 1695.
This is 695, yeah.
695, this is 6494. What's your current status? 10-10-20 over. Come in.
I'm sorry, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, are you 10-12-695? This is 6194. No. What's your status? 695. Hello. Come in. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. 695.
Yeah.
What is your status? I'm calling from 6194.
I don't know who the hell you are.
Well, you're 1695. I'm 6194. I need a full report, you stupid horse's ass. You stupid shit.
You are speaking a lot of crap.
Yeah, he's...
You motherfucker. What's your problem?
I love how they answer with the number. Nunu says that's like really old style. Like you would answer in like 6194. The last four digits of your phone number. Old school style UK way of answering the phone. Well, that's Ireland, but well, that was UK. That was UK. But hey, anyway, the number that didn't work before in Ireland, here we go at it again. See if it works this time. Oh, this is different. This is Michael O'Donnell. I got this one. Hello?
Hello?
This is Michael O'Donnell.
Speaking?
Yes, hi. This is Mr. O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is B&R Meyer, Bowel Movement. How are you?
Yeah?
Yeah, listen, O'Donnell is a pretty Irish name,
Who's this?
That's a stupid Irish name for stupid Irish people to drink, they're alcoholics, like you, right?
I go fuck your buttocks.
Yeah, fuck your mother.
My name is IP Freely.
Go fuck your box. UK Ted, take it over. Apologize on my
behalf. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he's there.
I'm going to do some public relations.
Yes, hello?
Yeah. Come on.
Go ahead, UK Ted.
Morning.
What's the story?
Hello. No, I was just calling to apologize to my friends. They've been making prank calls all night.
Yeah. Go on, yeah.
That was it? Do you accept our apology?
Yeah, you're... Yeah,
it's okay, yeah. No problem.
Hey, you're a stupid fucker. Apologize. Say that.
Yeah. No problem, man. No problem.
Let him know what I said.
Hello, man. Oh, he said hello.
Hello, man, yeah.
You're an asshole fucking shit.
Is he masturbating? So go pull your away, you wanker.
Put it away.
Wanker.
Put it away. Put it away, Mr. O'Donnell.
Keep the contents of your trousers to yourself, sir.
Good point. We don't need that, Ted, right? UK Ted and America Ted. Sure. We don't want to see that.
America.
There's a time and a place.
Harold Turder is in Benfleet, England. We'll give him a call. Wrapping things up here. This is going to be, I think, what time is it now? It's the last call of the night. Make it count. Who's doing it? UK Ted? Nope, UK Ted's busy stocking a Coke machine.
Stapling.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Stapling his Coke machine.
Got Ted it. Webb. Ted Webb's got it.
Yep. Hello?
Hi. I'd like to make an order, please.
Mrs. Turner's left the house.
Yeah.
Mrs. Turner's sold the house and gone.
What? No, I want to order a 4-foot long submarine sandwich for a party I'm having tomorrow.
Well, I don't know. She's not here. She's moved out where the house is.
What are you talking about?
She's got two buyers after it. Okay.
Hey. Yeah.
No, I'm one of the buyers, actually. It's very...
What the fuck is she talking about? No, she left us.
She told she's no longer here as buyer.
The sandwich lady is
pretty
gone.
Straightforward to me.
Let me call back. This is my. I got this one. I'll have it.
I'm a buyer.
You're the buyer. You're an
Hello?
Listen, Turner, I got the buyer on the line, UK Ted. I'm the American, and you're a woman, so you're going to make a sandwich. You understand? Women make a sandwich.
Yeah,
Mrs. Turner is not here.
Shut up.
Can you not get the message?
I
think she got the place on to you. I don't know. Before she went.
We did get
the place. She's getting a bit fed up with it. She was getting fed up with it. And she got the police on to you. I don't know who you are. And quite honestly, I'm looking at the house to buy it for myself.
Listen,
we are the potential buyers, and
I'm buying the house for myself, and my name is not Turner.
I want bread, cheese, mayonnaise, lettuce, and tomato, and onion.
What?
We're also looking to enter into a bidding war with you. I'd like to know how much it is you're willing to pay for the building.
I want
to know how
where
much
are
it is.
You?
It's my freaking house, dude.
Where are you?
Hi. I am in
Saudi. You're a computer. I don't know what you're doing.
My name is Sheik.
But Mrs. Turner was so fed up about with you, she got in touch with the police. So if I was you, I would leave it alone.
Listen. Ma'am.
Want to outbid her?
No, hang up. I was trying to say I was making an order for a sandwich, guys, and you guys had to talk all over it. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot, guys.
It's a problem. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let me do the talking. No one cares about your house. Now I'll never get my sandwich from her. Thanks a lot, guys.
I don't think anyone's getting
it. She's not going to answer now. We got some three-way bidding war over there for a house.
Did we ever get any food from any other calls we've ever made?
No, you know.
Restaurants.
I wonder how much money in wasted food over the years I've from orders I've made.
right?
I heard a show recently where I felt bad because I called and something about where I was like, yeah, I want you to make a pizza where you roll it up like a blunt. And the guy's like, all right, yeah, I'll do that. and he called back like 15 minutes later. He's like, we're closing, but I'll make it, but you gotta come pick it up. I'm like, alright, whatever. And I hung up, and he called me back directly. He's like, hey, yeah, we're outside, we just closed, I got your pizza for you. I'm like, alright, I'll be right there. Wait for me outside. Yeah,
free pizza for him is what happened. It's alright.
Yeah, but he made some. I had him make some weird pizza, like a calzone pizza, or is rolled up like a joint or something. He's like, oh, yeah,
still free food.
Why
man.
Not? You know who would have liked that muck sticky? All right, Mike Tucker, you're out of here. Thanks, man, for being on the show tonight. You have a good night. Bye.
Muck sticky.
Yeah. TuckerMike.com. Good night, Mike.
Good night, Tom.
Bye, Tucker. Bye.
Kisses.
All right, then Ted Webb goes away now. Ted Webb, thank you very much for being on.
Of Blue Planet Prank Radio.
Yes, I was going to say that. BluePlanetPrankRadio.com, right?
Sorry.
Is it .com?
It is .com.
Oh, right. I knew that. All right, thanks, Ted.
Bye, Kuta.
Bye, Kuta. What a jerk. UK Ted, you have a website, a MySpace or something like that?
No, I don't even own a computer.
Ah, you shit. Well, there you go.
I have a Xbox Live username that you can add.
What is it?
Harry Flashman. So, HarryFlshman.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, that's my plug.
Add him. All right. See you later, buddy. Bye.
It's been fun.
Yes, it has. Thank you. Bye. All right. And now, we have no Milkman. Oh, shit. I'm going to call Milkman. He won't answer. And I end up ending the show by myself, hopefully.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Because I do it much faster than he does. Look, I just want... No, Milkman. Milkman is Carlito. I'm ending the show. So, saying goodnight to you, and everyone says goodnight. Bye. Take care. Love you. Bye. Love you. I said I love you to Milkman. Yes, that's right. We have a bisexual relationship. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with being bisexual, right? Right.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
All right, guys. Well, I want to thank everyone who sent in numbers today. A whole bunch of you. Dirty Aaron. Kokini sent in a number that I didn't get to. Sorry. What can I say? I'm a jerk. I don't know. We got Atomic sent in a number, I think. Whole bunch of you sent in numbers. Lonesome Loser. Hey, can't forget about him. Lonesome Loser sent in a lot of numbers tonight. Thanks very much. You're the man, bro. IG Richie 69, whatever he goes by now. Atomic, Royale with Cheese. Dustin Kiefer, I think, sent in the number too. Did I say Dirty Aaron? I think he did also. That's cool. Cool, man. Did I say Dustin? Dustin did send in numbers. I did get to them also. Okay, cool. Nunu, thank you. We had the rapper. We tried to call him. He didn't really answer, but it was cool. You had an idea that you wanted me to call Travelers, but I didn't get to it. Sorry. And everyone who listened, I know it was a weird show tonight. We got off to a weird start, but I think we ended up okay. Problem being that I drank. And when I drank, it just gets weird, you know? Gets weird with my drinking sometimes, you know. Hang on, Milkman's calling. Let me put him on speakerphone. Milkman! Hey, man, I tried to call you back.
Yeah, I was kind of down up when I got called
off. Do you want to say goodbye to people? You got to be quick, though, because I got to get to sleep.
Yeah. And thanks so much for the numbers hitman, the man of the hour, man. What can we do without that man, Superman with the numbers? And especially thank you, our listeners. That's right. We do it every week for you and your earballs. That's right. The most interactive show right here on the radio internet in the world. All you gotta do is bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy. We will always welcome you. And like to thank also our Charlie's one, the leader of the madhouse. That's right, the main man himself. What will we do without you, hermanito?
Yay! I know. What would we do? Nothing.
Fuck, man. That's right.
That's what I'm saying. All right.
Enough said, brother.
All right. Thanks, Milkman. Take care. I'll talk to you. I'll try to call you tomorrow. Answer the phone when I call you in the morning, all right, or something.
Okay. Yeah, if it shows up unavailable, I got a call block for unavailable, so that's why I'm not getting all the calls.
Well, I'll leave you a voicemail then. Check your voicemail.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Good night. All right, see you, man. Take care. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
That's Milkman, everybody, and that's my time. Thanks, everyone. MadHouseLive.com is a website. Prankcast forums all there. Check them out. Do all that shit. And we will catch you next week. Thank you. Good night. Good night and good luck.
I took a fish break.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.